Synthesize a bit. I said, let us stand to sing it.
It shall flow like a river.
Yes.
comes to me, His presence overshadows, and His love has set me free. I will call upon my Savior. I will worship as the throne, for the presence of the Lord is here. Oh, the Lamb is before us. What our weapons, they are strong. Our Lord has made a promise. We shall conquer with a song. Yes, the harvest now is ready, and the Jordan's rolling back. For the army of the Lord is here. He shall flow. He shall flow. He shall fall as a rain. He shall rise as a dawn in glory of the flame. And the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all my head. And the spirit of the presence. His presence fills this place. I can feel His sweet embrace as the Spirit moves within me. We will hold Him face to face, and the glory of my God. Supreme, oh, my God.
Just want you to just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just bless the Lord in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to pray. That's a prayer that has just come into my heart. And I want us to share it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother has just been speaking about the flows of life from the beginning of this meeting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has put a river within us. That river is the kingdom of God. Out of this flowing of this river, healing will come.
Amen.
Deliverance will come.
Amen.
Ezekiel saw a vision. He saw that river of water, of life, God's life. John saw a vision. He saw that life flowing from the throne of God, flowing out to the ends of the earth. It is God's intention that through this release of this life, that healing will go. See,
oh, yes.
Wherever this river shall flow,
yes,
everything shall be healed. That is God's kingdom. And this thing must proceed from out of our bellies. Our prayer this morning is to address certain limitations. The song of Solomon said, my beloved is a fountain sealed up. There's something limiting the flow of that river. My beloved is a spring shut up. Something must happen to release that river.
Oh yes.
Abraham dug a well, and the Philistines, those religious people, came and blocked it. But his son will come, Isaac, born of the Spirit, born of the promise, born of faith, born of the new covenant, that will dig that well again. That well will begin to flow. The Lord swore, when men came to the boundary of the promised land, spies entered the land and saw the goodness of the land. Some men set up doctrines and say it is not possible to enter and possess this land now. And out of that doctrine, rebellion came. Men began to complain about God and say, God brought us here to kill us. And God said, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with my glory.
Amen.
It was an oath that God swore.
Yes.
When certain men say it is impossible, today men are saying it is impossible. They have built churches and they are teaching that it is impossible. God says, as I live, these men who say it is not possible, they will die. But a new generation will come who will believe me and who will enter this land. Pray, we are to be that generation. We are to be them that believe and continue to believe unto the saving of our soul. We are to be that dispensation. And brethren, it came to a time in the days of Noah, brethren, that corruption overflowed the whole earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God had a solution. He said he's going to release something from within. You know, he said in that day that the fountains of the deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. And the flood began to issue out. For the world, it was a flood of ungodliness. For brethren, there's a flood that is going to come from us.
Amen.
It's a flood of righteousness.
Amen.
A flood of life.
Amen.
And it's going to continue to rise in our soul.
Amen.
Rise in our soul.
Amen.
Until the every trace of earthiness.
Amen.
And carnality.
Hallelujah.
Is covered up.
Amen.
That is God's mind. Pray this morning, in response to the word, I want us to begin to pray. The song says, everything that will hinder the flow of the Spirit, let it fall down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, in our minds, written in our mentality. Through the experiences we have had in the past. Some of them are challenges of life. Some of them are doctrines we have heard. I want us to begin to talk to the Lord now. I say, God, what you have spoken, you are able to do. Hallelujah. Some of them are just our own inability to bring ourselves. Jesus offered himself, and out of that offering, he was pierced. Out of that piercing, this river began to flow. This river will never flow without a piercing. It will never flow without a piercing. Out of the piercing, a river will flow. The Lord will bring us through to this point. Hallelujah. Let's talk to the Lord now, brethren. You know, there are sometimes we are the ones that limit the flow of this river. We withhold ourselves from God. And because of that, the life is limited. Just begin to talk to the Lord now. Tell him you have a desire this morning that this river flow. That everything and anything in your life that constitutes a limitation and an obstacle and a hindrance to the flow of this river, that God begin to take it away. Begin to talk to the Lord. Every covering, every veil, every attitude, every attitude that brings these limitations, let those images fall. Let the walls fall down. That this life will flow. That the Spirit will flow. Let us present ourselves before the Lord. Sometimes we have to pass through certain experiences, certain dealings. One man wrote, he said, it is out of the wounds, that this river will flow. Hallelujah. He said that Jesus, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God. Bring an offering this morning. And the river will flow. John saw this river. So there is a river. There is definitely a river, brethren. Believe there is a river. For the Spirit has been given. He said, by this he spake of the Spirit that was to be given. On the day of Pentecost, that Spirit has been given. Let's open our hearts. As we hear the word of the Lord, brethren, we drink. As we drink, it becomes a spring. As we drink more, it becomes a river. Hallelujah. As we come to drink, it comes to flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you this morning for the river of life. In the beginning, there was that river that flowed out of Eden, that was parted to four heads, that watered the garden, that gave life to us. But something happened. That river dried up. That river closed up. And the earth became a desolation. The earth became a wilderness. Death began to reign. Thorns and thistles began to come forth. Hallelujah. But his son came. Jesus, the son of Abraham, born by the Spirit, according to the promise. He came again and he opened up this river. Oh yes, Paul prayed that I might know the power that flows out from his resurrection. This power is this river. Say that I might know it. But our prayer is that we might all come to this experience.
Amen.
For the release of this river in our life.
Amen.
That this river will flow and flow.
Amen.
And flow.
Amen.
And cover the earth.
Amen.
And death be swallowed up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say this rain, this flood continue to rise up. Everything in whose nostrils was the emptiness, the immortality, the breath of life, perished. Father, we cry today that as this river rises up within us, everything in us that is of the earth shall perish.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have the release of this river. Lord, we ask that this hour you might come to bring us to a point of knowing how this river shall be opened.
Amen.
For saying in that day a fountain shall be opened in the house of David for sin and for uncleanness. We ask that this morning, in the life of each individual here,
there
might be an opening of this fountain.
Amen.
Might be a piercing.
Yes, sir.
Might be a piercing.
Yes, sir.
For Lord, he spoke to Mary, he said that a sword shall pierce through your heart. We ask today that, Lord, a sword shall pierce through our hearts.
Amen.
That the thoughts of many hearts shall be opened.
Amen.
So that the word is weak and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder. Lord, let there be a piercing asunder today.
Amen.
Let that which is carnal be separated.
Amen.
From that which is spiritual.
Amen.
In our life. I might be able to know which is which.
Yes.
And make a choice in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let this word that we hear, oh God, begin to bring us to that place of choosing life and rejecting death.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless you this hour.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for the spirit of life.
Hallelujah.
That is being quickened in our midst.
Amen.
Have your way,
oh
God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's so good to see many faces I haven't seen in maybe 3 years or four and upwards. Amen.
Amen.
I think about two months or so, even more than that, I began to have a burden for Brachinye. It was coming to my heart so strong. I wanted to call. I didn't. I've had a very busy schedule. I've been traveling around, and many people are complaining. They say you are traveling too much. So people are saying, do you still work? And I don't even know how to explain it, but it appears I will even travel more. Amen.
Amen.
So I need the brother to pray for me and for my family. So it was very strong. I said I was going to call. Eventually I called and somehow I didn't get through. But somehow down the line, he called back and then I said, look, I'm having a burden to come to where and share fellowship with the brethren. I didn't have a word, but the burden was there to come. So I was supposed to travel this week and I said, look, it's not going to be possible. That means it's going to be next year. But somehow God spoke and said, look, you have to come this weekend. Even though I was tired, I said, well, fine, let me try and see how to squeeze it in. So I thank God that we're here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this meeting is God's doing.
Amen.
You know, it's God that just worked it out. I didn't even know I was going to be here this weekend. If I last Sunday, I told the brother, I said, look, I have been traveling, I had only 3 weeks to spend. I said, this Sunday is my last Sunday, I'm not going to be here again. He said, you have just arrived and you are going again. I said, well, I'm going to be in the next weekend. And it was like, you haven't even been with us and then you have to go. And coming this morning, I was trying to pray to get a word. Everything was just black. I said, what kind of problem is this? At least I should have a word to share with the brethren. I have learned a very hard lesson not to prepare a message, because I have never followed it. You know, when I follow it, I get into trouble because I'm trying to share what God has taught me. But it may not be what He wants to say to His people. Amen. There are two different things. You know, God can give you something and it may not be for the people. Hallelujah. So that's the problem we preachers have. You want to share all the things God showed you. Amen. So I'm learning not to come and just say everything God has given, but to have God speak to His people. Because I'm sure God has something in His heart for every one of us. So I'm praying that God will make me more and more submissive so that He will speak to His people. So I came very blank. I didn't really have a word. If you see me, I've been bowing down here since. I said, what kind of problem is this? No one, you know. And then, you know, when I came in, I felt so much of the Spirit of God here. I felt like standing up. I said, no, but you're just coming first. You should sit down small. Don't stand up and start disturbing the place. Amen. And then, we got that prophecy from Rachinya. It's a prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. A prophecy about life, you know, about the spirit of life. And, you know, just before he started talking, you know, God reminded me of a word. I got a word last year. I got into London, and again, I was trying to pray. Well, I wasn't really praying to get a word, but I was just having time. And God began to speak to me about Elijah, you know. And the summary of it was that there's going to be rain. You know, that was it, that God said there's going to be a visitation and there'll be rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so it brought so much life and encouragement to me. So I told my wife, I said, we have to adjust because rain is coming. You know, if you're a farmer and you have a promise of rain, then you must dig. You must go and buy more seed, isn't it so? Buy more land and dig. And if you notice, as Brachinio spoke, there were certain words that kept ringing. And one of those words was believe, isn't it so? He kept saying it almost like a testament. He said, you have to believe. You have to believe. Now, one of the problems that we end time people have is that we no longer have faith. You know, we no longer believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said that faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. We must believe, brethren. Because if we don't believe, then we cannot receive the promise. You receive the promise by belief. You receive the word of God, and then you hold on to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I always tell the story of a text message. How many people believe that God can give you a text message? Okay, how many people received the text message this morning from God? Yeah, received though. Okay, you don't know God sends you text message. Hallelujah, your brother calls it wireless. Do you know you are a receptor, in fact, but even say you are a radio signal, a transmitter. You receive, receiver. You receive and you transmit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can get text message from God every day. I know many of us, the young people, you know, that are my friends. Today, sorry, me and you, there are 1,000 will enter. You know, because I have so much a burden for young people, because young people we are losing the young generation. I remember a brother saying, sorry, I always move around, but I hope I can come back. But a brother saying, we end time people. He says his father was one of the first generation believers, and then his father brought the word to him, and then he has been able to bring the word to his children. For us, our children are not even with us. So all this shouting, let's sit down now and really consider. We the parents, we are failing. Because if you want to know if a man believes something, look at his children. Are the children with him? Most of them here are here with you, because if they don't come there, you make trouble. Is Arsenal playing today? Answer me now. Who is playing this Sunday? Okay, they know, they say. That is where the action is, though. Leave all this world. This is what we are here now. Just let them just do 3 o'clock. We go for the real thing. Hallelujah. So the young people, we have a problem. We are losing you. Hallelujah. So we're talking about this transmitter and this receiver that God can speak to you, give you a word. And that word will so excite you. Look at the way the Rochino was talking. It was, you know, because he received something today, you know, so. And he was coming with that life. He gives life. When God speaks to you, it's more than the energy from Eba.
Amen.
How many people believe that?
Yes.
When you hear from God, in fact, you can run from here to home and come back. Because you have heard. The word of God gives life. You see, the words that give their word, they are spirit. That is the life he's talking of. That when God, when you get that life, you move in that strength. You know, Elijah received life. He received the word of God. And he even overtook the man that was by the was coming by. He overran him. Why? Because he had heard the word that there was going to be abundance of rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you have heard that word. God is saying there is going to be abundance, not just rain. Abundance of rain. And if there's abundance of rain, then that means you have to really go to town and prepare to be part of this thing. You know, so I believe that there's a word from the Lord about life. You know, and you know, the scripture shows life. You know, one of the ways it shows us is like, you know, it's rain. It comes like rain, it comes like water. You know, say, like I said, out of the belly shall flow river. He said, this spake he of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe God is saying something about life, you know, and about rain, as he told Elijah. But you see, the people of God had a problem. And those are some of the things I think maybe God wants us to address. There's a problem. And he told them, say, how long halt ye between two opinions? And that is where we are, brethren. We end time people. We are the most endangered species in the church. Do you know why? Okay, nobody's asking me. Do you know why? Because you are not Pentecostals. And you are not evangelicals. What are you? Okay, you said we have come out, you see, not so? Good. Okay? So, you don't even belong to them. They won't even accept you. Then, where are we? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, God didn't bring us to come out and stay in the middle. He brought us that we might end up somewhere. So these brethren were in between. Say, look, if God be God, serve him. If Baal be Baal, serve him. But the end time people say, no, I think we can marry the two. We can, we believe in the Lord, but see, we still have things in the world that we can, you know. So what you find is that the end time people love the world more than the Pentecostal people.
Hallelujah.
We love the world more than, because we believe we are spiritual. And because we are spiritual, it doesn't matter. We can handle it. You know? We can handle it. And the lightness and the carnality that you wouldn't even expect, gradually, brethren, is creeping in. And why it's creeping in is because the vision is getting blurred. We are not really prepared to go all the way. Okay, and we're not really also ready to go all the way into the world. So we are trying to stay in between. But God says, I'm confused. It's either you are light or you are what? He says, if you are lukewarm. I don't understand what is lukewarm. He says, there are only two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. There is none in between. But for me and you, I'm actually talking about myself. I look at myself. I'm not seeing a willingness to go all the way. And the kind of word we're hearing this morning, this word that, you know, we're hearing, is a word that actually speaks of those who are going all the way. It's not talking about those who want to stay in between, because it's talking about a river of life, talking of life swallowing up mortality. So we are talking about a new dimension. We are talking about, you know, a reality. And for many of us, these words are coming high. You know, they're just coming. to us, we are trying to relate to it, but because we have not believed, we have not given ourselves to it. Hallelujah. You know, so as he began to speak, I began to see two pictures. You know, the picture of a wilderness and the picture of a garden. Hallelujah. And the river, when you talk of a river, then you're talking about fruitfulness. You're talking about a place of fellowship, a place of communion. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you look at Genesis chapter 1, you see that picture of a garden. And if you look at the tabernacle, I was asking for a board, but it's difficult to draw anything, so I'll try to illustrate. But if you look at the tabernacle, it's actually a garden. The holiest of all was a garden. You see flowers. You know, there were palm trees. And if you look at the picture of the Temple of Solomon, there were palm trees, pomegranates, and there were flowers. All kinds. You know, it speaks of the garden. Hallelujah. God says you are a garden. Hallelujah. And the thing that sustains the garden is what? Is the river. When you don't have the river, what does that garden become? It becomes a wilderness. Okay? So, when the Bible talks about a wilderness, yes, there may have been a physical wilderness or a physical garden, but it's talking of you. It's actually talking about your mind, talking about your soul. And the Bible has taught us and shown us that the soul has, you know, the soul is a man. You are the soul. The soul is a man. And of course, that man has a spirit from God, you know, so that it can connect. Like what Brother was saying, without the spirit, you cannot reach God. You cannot talk. God is a spirit. You know, and my brother will put it this way. When a young man wants to marry a young woman, what does he do? What do Gochukwu do? I can tell you what he did. He gave the woman his phone number. Isn't it not so? So that by 11 o'clock, when all of you are asleep, he can speak. Hallelujah. They can communicate. They can talk with the phone number. Hallelujah. God has given you a phone number. And that is his spirit. He breathed into man the breath of life. Hallelujah. And where the breath of life meant the flesh, it became soul. So the soul of man has both earthly and spiritual dimensions. Hallelujah. And the soul of man is the only thing in heaven, the only thing in the whole creation that is both spiritual and earthly at the same time. Hallelujah. And it is you are a unique creation of God. Hallelujah. And this thing that God created is also a temple. Now, whether you believe it or not, like my brother was saying, whether you believe it or not, there are certain things which are clear. Is that man is a priest. You are a priest. And every day you bring worship, you bring offerings. The question is, which God or to which spirit do you bring the worship to? It's not that you don't bring worship. And let me never hear, sorry, don't be annoyed with me. Somebody say, oh, don't talk about dressing. Dressing is one of the most important things. Because dressing speaks of your consecration. It speaks the whole chapter talking about dressing. The garment of priesthood. It was by that garment that he was consecrated. One of the steps of that consecration was that you shall put on him holy garments, and you shall anoint him to consecrate him to minister in the office. Now, I'm not talking about even natural dressing, which is important, but there is a spiritual dressing. There is a spiritual clothing, the clothing of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Life is a garment. Life is, it is a place that God is calling us to, brethren. And that's why God is saying to us that we end time people, we are halting between two opinions. If we are not careful, we'll become a Pentecostal church. And many end time assemblies have, without knowing, veered off. Because it's a very thin line. You've come out, but you see, if we don't move on, where are we going to? We are going to the place of life. Hallelujah. He says that the second Adam is what? A life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. Now, God told me that the people of God are Sadducees. You say you're a Sadducee. I said, how can I be a Sadducee? I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the resurrection. I'm not a Sadducee. God said you're a Sadducee. You're afraid of spirits. The people of God are afraid of, if we start talking to spirit here now, he said, no, this brother, wait, let's just stay where we are. Hallelujah. So we are Sadducees. God said you're a Sadducee. You talk spirit, you don't believe it. Hallelujah. Yes, you carry a phone. Do you know your phone is spirit? You don't believe so? Your phone. I get that phone, I press something, I start talking to my wife in London. And she starts back to me, what is that? Talking now, what is that, brother? You press one button, and then you start talking. The man is shouting and dancing like this, and doing like this. What is happening to him? The world is already walking in the spirit. And yet we still want to remain carnal. Hallelujah. Amen. What is it that is exciting the young people? Because it's this electronic thing, this spiritual world. By the way, the man that has enchanted the whole world was a Buddhist, Steve Jobs. He got his inspiration from India. That's where he formed Apple. When he went to India, he came back. And he was working by the inspiration of Buddha. Hallelujah. So he understood the spiritual principles. And of course, where they are going to now is that they will make a phone, you think, and it will ring. You think the thought, and the phone will start ringing. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. And we are still at the carnal level. Still, now there's a printer, a Bluetooth printer. You just get the printer, and you press, and it will print. You don't need any wire. Rochina, is it not so? You don't need wire to print. Bluetooth, you get the thing, you press, and the thing there, far away, starts printing. It says no spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, we need to wake up. You need to know who you are. Hallelujah. God is talking about life, a life-giving spirit. The church has been called to become spiritual. Say, so God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do what? Worship him in spirit. Now, when you talk about spirit, there are two dimensions of spirit: life or death. So there are two laws. We're talking about the law of the spirit of life. That is the principle of life. And that is what we are called for. That's what we are called to. But there's another dimension of spirit, which is that of darkness. And they call him the Dark Lord. You know the man they call the Dark Lord? He's Hillel, Lucifer. He's a dark prince. He is the lord of darkness. They worship darkness. And that is what the principle that you find in the world. But the people of God do not understand this principle. So we are just going around like every wind of doctrine. We are just walking around. But I think God is saying, brethren, that he expects better things of us. God is saying, I believe. He said, you already have. He said, believe. And not just believe, you press on, you begin to walk in it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we are called, brethren, to be ministers of life. Partakers of life. Now, to be a partaker of life is not, it's not far-fetched. When you are married, that's where it starts. You and your husband. Hallelujah. Amen. A life-giving spirit must give life to the husband. And give life to your wife. Let's not go very, very far. Hallelujah. Amen. He did there every morning. Every afternoon, she did there. Amen. Amen. Let that life-giving spirit start in the bedroom. Say amen now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're a life-giving spirit, the greatest testimony is your wife or your husband. Let's ask her. Is the brother giving life at home? Is it also? That is the priesthood, though. The priesthood is practical. It starts in your situation and circumstances. Mortality must be overcome by life. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was excited when the brother was prophesying life to Imo State. Prophesying life to Nigeria. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is life. We must give life.
Amen.
There are certain situations that we cannot and we must not, you know, accept. If you accept it, the devil will, in fact, he will knock you. You will know. Look at Boko Haram. These are spirits. You have seen men. You ask them, what is their demand? He said, now we want Islam all over Nigeria. Is that where they started from? If you give them that one, the next time he said, now we will produce the president. You cannot negotiate with these guys. See, this is a spiritual thing. He said, yes, you are dealing with spirits, and the only thing that the people of God must become spiritual. And to become spiritual, there are those principles, and I just want us to look at some of the principles of walking in the Spirit. You know? And to walk in the Spirit, you must first of all know who you are. Who are you? Who are you? Where are you coming from? And where are you going? All this grammar we are speaking, what is it all about? Hallelujah. The Bible says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance. But brethren, that is what is keeping us. That's our essence. And I was saying yesterday, somebody is earning a salary of 10,000. He's carrying phone of 100,000. And you say you're a life-giving spirit. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're out. Because you spend the whole year working to earn, to have phone of 100,000. That is what is giving you life. You say, I'm a life-giving spirit. Yes, I agree. God, you relax that one first. Let me get the phone first. Then when I have the phone, hey, bro, Chinyere, tell me, what is that thing you are saying? I'm a life-giving spirit. Okay, now let me be a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes down to practicals. What is your value? What is your object? What is the image? You say, let the images come. What is the image that we worship? What is driving you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it the standards you have seen on television, or what they have, you know, the things you've seen around you? So that we, by comparing ourselves with ourselves, we are not wise. The young people come to church and they have come to spectate. Just sit down and cross leg and watching them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a young man, I think, what's his name? This man I went to that went to South East Africa. As a young man, he memorized the whole of Psalm 119. He knew it by heart. Livingstone. David Livingstone. As a young man of nine, he knew the whole of Psalm 119 by heart. Was alive. Our young people, they come here, but just put one television program. That's when you know that people don't sleep. They're alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same thing with we adults, there are things that make us alive. I talk about life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So first of all, the priority must be settled. We must get that properly settled. Now, the scripture says that God purposed us in Christ to be adopted as sons. That is, in Christ, at the foundation of the world, God chose you to be in Him. That's, God has children by adoption. No? That's just by the side. I hope you know. The spiritual way of having children, God's way of having children is by adoption. Hallelujah. He had the firstborn. See, every other one is going to be by adoption. And then He gave us the spirit of adoption. And that spirit of adoption is the spirit of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as the brother was telling us, that is the spirit that we have. And that's what makes you a son. If you don't have the spirit of God, you do not have life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the spirit of adoption comes to adopt you into life, to bring you into life.
Yes.
And when life comes into you, every darkness goes. You put on light, the darkness flees. You don't beg the darkness go. It goes. Hallelujah. Why is the darkness not going? Because we love the darkness more than light. God, if you know, you will die. Don't you understand? The man loves darkness. He's holding it. He's like a little child. He has a gun. He said, give me a gun. He said, no, I love the gun. He points the gun at his head. What would you do? You leave him now. And you start praying for him that he will remove the gun from his head. Then you can take it from him. So we love darkness. And God says, look, there is something in you that can overcome it. He said, the light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. So we are looking at limitations. There are limitations within us. And as we come together, the Spirit of God is stirring us to be able to address this darkness. So that men love darkness. And because they love darkness, they will not come to the light. Hallelujah. So there is a spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then there is a spirit of death. Now, I was asking the brethren, what is the world? What spirit works in the world? Is it the spirit of life? Is it the spirit of darkness, spirit of sin and death? Those are the two principles. Either sin and death or spirit of life in Christ. So before we got born again, there was a principle that was working in us. And I'm very, very sorry. Don't be annoyed with me. But that is the spirit that is working in my village. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit that works in the village, at that local level, that works in the worldly situations, it is the spirit of darkness. The spirit of death. That is what they know. That is what they operate by. Of course, you see the man, he's wearing tie. He's carrying the briefcase. He's looking so good. Look beyond the carcass. Look inside. There is a spirit. See, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. There's a spirit. The prince of this world. The God of this world. These are terms that God used to address the devil. The devil is a god of this world. He rules over political Babylon. The organization of the affairs of this world, cosmos, is under the prince of this world in this dispensation, in this time. And God expects us, brethren, we end time brethren, to be matured enough to be able to understand that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But because we are in the world, we can crawl on to God and He can begin to address and subdue these things. In this time, but we are coming onto a time when Christ is coming to physically establish His kingdom on earth. Amen. And brethren, by every calculation, whether it's a Jewish one or Ethiopian calendar, any calendar, we have already entered into the seventh millennium. And that is the day of the Lord. The seventh millennium begins with darkness. Because the first day was evening and then morning. And the evening comes up to darkness before it breaks into the morning. Hallelujah. So, when God says there is going to be rain, you must understand what God is saying. Before the rain comes, there will be first of all darkness. You are coming to a time of global crisis. The economies of the world will crash. The Naira itself is going to shift. Right now, the economy of Nigeria is the toast of the world. The British are coming, Americans are coming, everybody is coming because it is growing by 8% and all that, fine. Hallelujah. It is our own good, we need to use it. Amen. To get ready. Because He is going to shake the world. He will prove to man that you cannot govern this thing, that this thing is my creation. But you see, in the midst of it, a people must arise. And I think that's what God is saying. A people must arise. A priesthood that can give life. But you cannot give the life you don't have. Hallelujah. Amen. To be life-giving spirit, it means that you must be, say your soul will be like a watered garden. You must be connected to the source. I told the woman, say, look, you keep coming here, but I will give you a source. I will give you a water. I will do something to you that you will never test again. That woman speaks of a church. It speaks of the soul. It speaks of a people who are looking for life. They go from one situation to the other. The man says he has gone to the prophet. No sure. He went to the apostle. He went to the five ministries. He married five husbands. And yet, he didn't have life. The solution is not with the platforms or fellowships. Somebody says, okay, let me go to this fellowship. Let me tell you, God is not interested in fellowship. God is interested in vessels, in temples. He's interested in men. Hallelujah. Amen. Fellowships are good because they are platforms that, like we are now in a fellowship, it gives God the opportunity to reach men, to deal with situations. But God is not building fellowships. He's building Zion. And in Zion, there are many dwelling places. It's not to say that fellowship is not important. You must put it in the context. Hallelujah. The fellowship is there because that is a platform that allows God to walk and reach men. And the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of the brethren. So you will not go and sit down in your hand and say, no, God, they say, no, fellowship is not important anymore. You need the assembling. Because when we gather together, Christ is in the midst. Hallelujah. Yes, there is Christ in you, but there is a physical presence of the Lord when we gather. We are two or three that gather, He is there. Hallelujah. But in that platform, we know that the essence is not the platform, but Christ. Hallelujah. So as we are here now, the Lord is physically present here in this assembly. And you could feel His presence. Hallelujah. So He has come to address His temple, to build up His temple, so that you can be that garden, and there will be a river flowing. Now if you look at Revelation 22, it shows us a clear picture of that garden. Isn't that so? It showed me a pure river of water flowing, and there were trees of life on either side, and there were fruits, and there was life. And he said, wherever that river went, if you eat, he said, when they ate of that leaf, it brought healing to the nation. Now, when you talk of healing, I don't know what comes to your mind, but what comes to my mind is forbearance. That is fruit. Is it not so? That a brother will beat his brother and he forbears his brother. Hallelujah. That is the healing. That a brother is with his wife and he dwells with her with understanding. Hallelujah. The man is giving the wife good fruits, and the wife is feeding the husband good fruits also. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness. That when we gather together, there's a lot of fruit, and that we partake of one another. Do you know you're a tree? Hallelujah. Amen. You have fruits. You are working as a teacher. And in that school where you are, you must give life to that school. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must give life. Because you are there, life is flowing in that school. The brethren, that's what God is saying this morning. Hallelujah. But you see, you cannot give life with the school when there is no life in your bedroom. Okay, that's even very fine. There is no life here in your mind. There are many of us who are not at peace with ourselves. Have you ever met a man who is not at peace with himself? You know. You're fighting all the time. He said, let there be peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peace. He said, my peace be upon you. Now, when you are at peace, you have accepted what God has given to you. That is, oh, I want to be an American. Sister, don't be annoyed though. But you know what I mean. Is it not so? I'm sure you know what I mean. Say amen now. The brothers, you also know what I mean. Hallelujah. God made you in Africa. Your hair is special. I would like the hair. Please, can you leave the hair as it is? Hallelujah. Amen. This brother, he's not preaching the gospel again. Hallelujah. That's peace. You are at peace. The beauty God has given you, let it radiate. It's the glory of God that actually attracts the brothers. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to see the glory of God. That is the fruit that men will eat, and there will be peace. You minister life. It's not cosmetics. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That day, there was no more in the house. I said, happiness, what will you do that? He said, yeah, it's 500. Oh, yeah, go and cook 500 naira soup. And it was very sweet. I said, yeah, how did you cook this kind of soup that 500 naira? Very, very good soup. I said, it's a record though. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, how can I be cooking every day? Every day. Every day. Every day. Look at what is happening there. Hallelujah. Foolish woman. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you're foolish. I'm just saying that you don't know the blessing that they have given to you. Amen.
Amen.
So the wise woman will build a house. It doesn't depend on money. Somebody say, good soup, now money maker. It's not true. Good soup, now Holy Ghost maker.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the brother who is at peace, who is not even looking at the soup, he's looking at he's eating the woman's love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot of salt in the soup. In fact, the sweating, he said, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, he throws one inside. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, he throws another one. He calls that sister, God bless you. He said, oh, I'm sorry, there's too much soup. So much. He said, yeah, I didn't even know. Was there too much salt? Because he is partaking of her love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love is not sexual relationship. Marriage is not even for that. I'm sure these brothers know that. It's true, the Bible says, if you were born, go and get married. Well, you have to put it in context, because if you marry because of burning, after some time, we have to tie a rope on you, because you'll be going outside. Is that true?
Yes.
Brothers talking, huh? My sister, so is there always your cool? Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't marry because of sex. You marry because of garden, of fellowship. Marriage is for fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the house is supposed to be a fellowship center. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are speaking of life. Now, if you look at there are three feasts in Israel. The first one, we call it Passover. It is represented by the feast. That was when they harvested the barley. The second one, Pentecost, was when they harvested the wheat. Okay, remember the story of Ruth. When she came, they were harvesting the barley, and then thereafter there was the wheat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the last one, Tabernacle, is when they harvest fruits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you've gone to Israel, you will know. The kind of fruits I saw in Israel, I've not seen it anywhere. There are all kinds of fruits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, that's where we are. We are in the fruit harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not grammar. He said, now are we the sons of God. Not tomorrow. So there must be fruit in our lives. So God says, you have life. Show me your life. How will you show me your life? By their fruits, you shall know them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we come together, we are coming to eat fruits of one another. Say the fruit of the Spirit is so and so. It's not love. Eh? Gentleness. Gentleness. Hallelujah. You know, I'm learning gentleness. You know, when they put food for everybody to eat, those who go first eat the better food. Isn't that so? Hallelujah. Everybody is not so. They say, yeah, go first. You gotta take all the food. The brothers, all things are coming, though. That is where the love starts on the table, is it also? The husbands always eat the best food in the house. Have you asked your wife, is there food? You put five pieces of meat. You have not thought. If they brought five, how many are remaining in the pot? Are we saying in the church? Yeah, everyone is so quiet. Hallelujah. They brought five pieces of meat for you. You are the ogre. Is it not so? How many do you think are remaining in the pot? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is where the fruit stands, brethren. Fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that comes, because you are the one that your guy, you spend, you buy this, you buy this. Have you asked your wife, what does she want? Hallelujah. So they are talking about the brothers. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, we have come to fruit harvest. By their fruit, you shall
know them.
Hallelujah. The church is not a perfect place. This fellowship, see this fellowship here, is not perfect at all. Hallelujah. But somebody who is in a fellowship that is not perfect, he wants to be perfect. Hallelujah. That the fellowship is not perfect. The brother himself is not perfect. Say every other person must be perfect. Okay? You must greet me perfectly. You must do so and so perfectly. You must do so and so perfectly. What it means, there is no fruit. And the life that is within has been caged in. Hallelujah. Let me say, believe. When you believe, you show it. It manifests. You walk in it. Hallelujah. You let that light. Say, let your light so shine. Hallelujah. The light is there, but we're not letting it shine because our focus is somewhere else. Hallelujah. Now, if our focus is that we shall give life, then you will give life. Now, practically, we preach that we don't have pastors, you know so? Is that what you will preach? We don't have pastor. Okay, fine. So how many people prepare this morning to give life? As you leave your house, you have life in you to give the fellowship. Don't raise it too far high. Just raise it inside your heart. Hallelujah. Now when you are coming out today, you already have life in you. You know, you see, there's no pastor now. If there's no pastor, who will breathe the life? Brachia will bring the life. Isn't that so? Because you have not made a pastor. If you say, if you are looking unto another boy, then you have made that brother pastor. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you say that, that means you will have spent the weekend waiting on the Lord. Lord, give me life. Not to preach. Life is not preaching. Life is giving life. You are ministering life. Wherever you are ministering. And ministering life. Hallelujah. That's when the brother stands, you are standing with your brother. You say, hey, let him finish, then I'll preach. Do you understand what we're saying? So we preach one thing and we are doing the other. We say we don't have pastors, but actually in our house we have set up pastors. So you are not a spectator. You come, you say, okay, let me go to church and see what they will say today. What they will say today? The preacher is saying what they will say today. Hallelujah. So if you actually believe, then you will wait on the Lord. Then you have life. You are bringing life. You have an offering in your heart. So when you come, you bring forth that offering. Whatever any other person does is for me. It doesn't, whether they don't bring life, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That is, you are committed to bringing life. That is where we are from. But what we see is that gradually we have segregated. We now look unto some people to bring life. Then we will come and, in fact, we're not even having anything to give. Rather, when we come in our house, you see, that scripture in John, you should have read the one in Hebrew first. You see, in fact, that's what God was showing me today, that Hebrew. Then after Hebrew, you should have read Leviticus. Then, in fact, that John should have been last. Let him just finish, then I will come and preach it better. Hallelujah. Yeah. That means that you don't know where. And that's why. In our hearts. So there is competition. Because we don't know what God is not interested in you or in me. He's interested in Christ. Hallelujah. What is Christ? Even says sometimes when we say Christ, it looks so big. What it means is that it is the good that God is honored. It's not me. Say it's not that, not I that live. Say, you know, just say I must decrease. But you know, we Nigerians are very strong. If you're not strong, me, I'm strong. I know myself. I know I'm strong. Every day I say, God have mercy on me. I don't want to be recognized. But within you are waiting to be recognized, you know so. So you have to work on it. You must work on it. That's how to let the life flow. When you press it, when the flesh goes down, then the Spirit of God can comfort. But the Spirit of God is there. In fact, the flesh is crowding out the Spirit. The Spirit is just caged. So we all have come here, we have life, but the life is caged. And that was what God showed Gideon. He said, look, okay, put the pictures of light in vessels of clay. Isn't that so? They put light, but they covered it. He said, yeah, we're going to battle. When they got there, they broke their vessels. They broke the pictures. And what happened? Light was everywhere. The people were shocked. He said, where has this light come from? I'm telling you, the kind of light that is in us, it's enough to determine life in our surroundings. even in the affairs of this state. Because we're here, no kind of governor will come. And I ask you, what has God said about this one that has come? What has God told you? You can know if you are in a position to ask. Hallelujah. But because we are walking like ordinary men, so these guys come and they are running and walking all over us. Hallelujah. So God is saying, my people must arise. He says, I rise, shine. But to shine, you must break your vessel. And what I heard sitting there was brokenness. God said brokenness. But we say a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. Without brokenness, the life will not flow. Hallelujah. The vessel, the grain of wheat must first fall and die. Now, the problem of brokenness is the problem of self. I is very strong. Hallelujah. Anybody that tells you is not there, well, maybe he didn't really mean what he was saying. Hallelujah. I is very strong. Paul says, I must die. In fact, he said, I die daily. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you must take up your cross and die on it. Hallelujah. Now, when we die, the life of Christ will come forth. Hallelujah. And that is the believing. That the man is believing God that I will die. Is that what we preach now? Rather, you believe that I will live. Believe that my enemy, any man that will stand in my way. Hey, Holy Ghost fire. That Holy Ghost fire is not the Spirit of God. It is a demon. Okay, you didn't say amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost I know that the brother was talking of is the Spirit of life. Hallelujah. It doesn't go around killing people. He said, I've come that you may have life. And do what? Have it more abundantly. And we are life bearers. And we should give life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, the vessels must break. And this garden must have fruits. Now, if there is no river, then what you will have is what? A wilderness. No fruit. Now, have you ever met a man who is dry? That is, by the time you finish talking with him, the little life you got in the morning is gone. Hallelujah. You meet the man, somebody on the road or at work. And if God help you, it is your wife. If God help you, it is your husband. If God help you, it is you yourself. Hallelujah. That's, as God is speaking, it is running away because you are not at peace. Who is a man that is not at peace? You have not forgiven your enemies. You will have enemies, I'm telling you. Because if you don't have enemies, then how can you learn to forgive? Hallelujah. Somebody must step on your feet, on your toes. God will allow people to walk all over you, take advantage of you. What did he say that when people take advantage of you? Blessed are ye. Hallelujah. When you forgive. Those who speak evil of you. And many people have spoken of that. People have spoken evil of you here in this room. Don't raise it higher. Don't raise it inside your heart. That you spoke evil of you. What have you done about it? He spoke evil of you. Me and the same man. I will show you. Hallelujah. That you fight back. Hallelujah. Me, I fight back. Oh. I'm not telling you that this brother has it. Yeah, I fight back. You touch me here, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I said, God, have mercy. So even before he comes, I said, God, you know your son. Help me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Now, when you are hot, what do? You bless. That is the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, overcome evil with what? With life. Hallelujah. You know, we'll say good, we'll say life, because this morning God is telling us about life. So you forgive, you overcome evil with what? Life. So what would you do? Make a list. So that's number one assignment. As we're talking, I make a list. Who are all the people who have spoken evil against you? begin from your uncle at home, your office, the people who have done so and so, the people you love, the people you helped. You know, there are some people that my father helped in the village. Virtually everybody, he trained them. The people have not even spoken to us. He said, "You people, what are you doing?" And one time I was getting bitter. God said, "My friend, what is your problem?" He has helped them. The man has even died. But here you are quarreling with the people he helped. Is anybody in that condition? Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, the man said, "Don't worry. When I go, I will train them. The one you took, you had, he has taken." And then they are praying, "Forgive my neighbors." No, I can't forgive. If you cannot forgive, then you are not at peace. Because as long as you are holding somebody, you yourself, you are a prisoner. Hallelujah. That is church, brethren. That is a life. Hallelujah. You must release your captive and your heart. And church cannot start unless somebody has hurt you. Maybe, in fact, and the hurting is not someone who is very far, because someone who is very far can't hurt you. It's the one that is close to you. And when that one hurts you, that's when God will now watch you. This end time brother, let me now watch you. Whether he really believes his end time. He's life giving. Hallelujah. You know, a man called Joseph. Here were his brothers in front of him. And the man had a gun, he had the double barrel, he had the bazooka, he had a rocket, he had everything. Hey! God has blessed you. All your enemies have come in front of you. Amen. Oh yeah, kill them. God watches you. Oh yeah, kill them. Anything you want. If it's done like this, they're all dead men. And the people are not even, they didn't even know where they were. it's like when we went to Gabon. We landed. And we saw some boys, Nigerian boys, that were going to the port. And we were pitying them. Say, look at these Nigerians. We didn't know they are giving an order to deport us back to Nigeria. And we're encouraging them. Say, don't worry. We didn't know that they had already told the Virgin Nigeria, look, those two Nigerians, take them back. The man said, "No, I have locked my plane." Meanwhile, the plane was open. Hallelujah. Do you understand? So God will bring your enemies in front of you. And say, yeah, give you life. Kill them. A man called David, he was in that position, you know so. The man that was pushing him all over the place, God said, "See him. Kill and eat and bury. Anyhow you will do. The throne is yours." Hallelujah. Brethren, the most important thing is the throne. Is this life, to give life. To qualify to give life, God must prove that you have decided you will not give death. Amen. Amen. It must be proved. The thing is loyalty. Your loyalty must be tried. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And your loyalty cannot be tried until there's an opportunity to kill your enemy. The man that has, you have every right, kill him dead. Say, "How can I touch the Lord's anointed?" Hey, God said, "Now I know this one is fit for the throne." Hey. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So Joseph saw them. He cried. Why do you think he cried? He ran away. So by God, why did you put me in this kind of position? These men have hurt me. At least let me just do something. God said, "Yeah, you decide." And that one, who was it? It was not Isaac. He built the well. He's like, someone said, "This ministry, I built it." Hallelujah. "Are you small boy? You come here." Oh my God. He built the thing. And they came and said, "It's our well." He kept going and going. He said, "How can God bless you and he hasn't blessed us?" And they drove him. So yeah, go. He left the people. And said, "Thank God. God has not separated me." He came to Rehoboth. This is not so. God now blessed him. The same year, he had 100-fold. And God was just watching him, setting him up. Hallelujah. And then God said, "Oh yeah, go back. And make peace with those men you quarrel with." Ah, God, I thought you have finished this. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he went back and made peace and made a covenant with them. Hallelujah. And they lived the peace thereafter. Hallelujah. I'm talking about husband and wife, family situations. Situations at work. I mean, whatever it is. God will prove you. In-laws, God will prove you. Business partners, The man took all the business. You brought the idea. You wrote the proposal. The man said, now it is the fact that you are his employee. Hallelujah. That's the idea God you gave him. He said, now you are not the employee. He's the one that employed you to bring those ideas. Hallelujah. Then God said, pray for him that I will bless him. That is a life-giving spirit, brethren, God is talking of. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And when you begin to give life, it will make a difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we come together, there will be good fruit. There will be so much fruit that we will partake of one another. Now, even these fruits, even when we don't come together, hallelujah, the brother was talking about the wireless connection. Do you know there's a wireless connection between us? Eh? Oh my God. It starts with husband and wife. Between brethren, there are wireless connections. I know the devil has been telling us to break it. Break it is not your brother. I've been in that situation. I said, that man is not my brother. God, that brother is not my brother. Yay! My hand, don't raise your hand, but I raise my own hand. Say, that man is not my brother. God, get quiet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then after a few years, God said, what are you saying about that brother? He said, in fact, he's not my best brother. I said, oh, really? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's because there is life. Where there is life, you cannot quench it. He said, a multitude of water cannot quench love. The life of God brings forth love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just feel that today God is encouraging us, brethren, to break through the barriers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you say barrier, you are thinking of somebody. Think of within barriers within you. Hallelujah. To know that you are a river of life. Hallelujah. And the first person who wants to drink of that water is God. You minister to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Say that my beloved is a fountain. Say that I will go down. Now that brings me to a very important point. The devil wants God to have carcass. You know what is carcass? You bring your body and sit down here. Say, I'm in church. But your mind is cooking soup at home. Hallelujah. And that is what the Old Testament has done. That's what the old order has done. It has told us that what is important is you. But from what God is telling us this morning, it's different. We're talking about life. Do you know what that Jesus said? Pray without ceasing. How will you pray without ceasing? It means even when you're sleeping, you're praying. Is it not so? And that's what the brother was saying, that when you are asleep, your spirit and your soul are still active. You are still communing with God. Hallelujah. So when the flesh is quiet, then God begins to speak. So that's why the Bible said that how is it that when you gather together, somebody has a word, somebody has a dream, somebody has a teaching. Now these are things you receive when your flesh was quiet, then God had the opportunity to minister to you and give you direction. Now when we are fully alive, do you know that you don't need to prepare anything? When you come together, for that meeting, a word will come, say that this is the word of the Lord. And because the vessels are already prepared, they know exactly what God is saying, because it will be a witness that this is what God is saying. Hallelujah. Even when it comes to songs, worship is not when you come and sing all the songs you like. Hallelujah. When the other person sings, you say, no, that's why, look, she's singing all the songs she likes. Me too, I want to sing the song I like. So if I know that, hallelujah. But for every gathering, there is a mood of the Spirit. There is a body in the heart of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is the challenge is to be able to bring forth those things. Because those songs are going to do specific things in the heart of people. You're going to bring forth the confession, do different things. You know, so whether it is in the ministry of the word or in songs or whatever, there must be a walking in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you must wait on your ministry. In fact, the people who sing preach more than even those who spend hours talking. Because there's a flow, because in the song there are spirits being transmitted, being given. Hallelujah. And if those who are singing preach, and those who give testimony, how about those who give testimony, do they preach? Yes. So, those who don't give testimony, who don't share, do they preach? Yes. The way you behave in church is a message. People like us, when we come, we are watching the way people behave in church. The way you behave, and you say amen, and respond, we are feeling your spirit, we are trying to get what God is saying. Hallelujah. Because in the midst of the congregation is the voice of the Lord. God speaks in the midst of the congregation. Maybe yesterday, the man and the wife, they got a revelation. And of course, when they come, the way they were shouting and shaking, he said, look, it's like God has told them something. So let's watch and hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. So in the prayer they will pray, or in the songs they will sing, or the way they will behave, they will transmit that word that God has given to them. Hallelujah. So you see, everybody is a minister. Hallelujah. And even the one that, of course, we all can have a chance to share and meet. But if you have life, you are carrying something in your heart. As you come, that spirit will be released. You know? Maybe as I'm even talking, maybe I can be talking and go out of point. But if you're in the spirit, you know that, look, this brother, he still has a burden, but he hasn't released it yet. And you are praying for him, and the Spirit of God will bring a correction and lead him. Not to short it, but to perfect it. Hallelujah. Not every one of us will teach or preach. And in fact, not everybody will even teach doctrine. Hallelujah. I know when we came back at the beginning, it was like all of us are preachers. All of you can be preachers. There are people who will never say one word the whole of their life. But they know the doctrine more than those who are preaching. Hallelujah. So you must know. Look at the body. You understand your body. You see? There are parts of your body you don't see. You don't know what they're doing, but they're walking. They're functioning. Hallelujah. There's only one mouth. It's the most empty, making all the noise. But the life givers, you never hear them. The liver, the heart. There's only one liver, one heart. But they are quiet, walking, cleansing the body, giving life, supplying this. And that's what God is raising the body, brethren. So we must find our place in the body and occupy there. Amen. And give life. You can spend 1 week fasting and praying for life in the fellowship. Nobody knows about it. You are God opens your hand, you see a need, and you go to God, say, God, this thing must be there. We are holding God. When people talk about it, you laugh and keep quiet. That is the life the brother is talking of. Life giving. We need life givers. Hallelujah. We need life giver. Men, he said that who will see the body and they say, God, I give myself to it, to carry it, and give life. Hallelujah. You know, when you think that, when you pray, then it means that brother will become more famous. You don't understand. Hallelujah. Amen. That by the progress of your brother is your progress. I see, and we're coming to that point where we need ourselves so much. I'm telling you, we've come to the point where we need our, because the body will be so much for one man to carry. Hallelujah. Amen. When the devil shoots that one, there are 10 stands. That's why the militants, they took out Osama Bin Laden. Just wait. There are more militants than Osama Bin Laden that will come. Because they operate by cells. One cell does not know the other. Do you understand? The other cell doesn't know the other. They are cells. You're on your own. So if you catch one, you can't know the other one. They copied it from us. Hallelujah. So we should be operating that way, that every man is standing and appearing before God in Zion and giving life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why would he give life? Because you have life. He didn't say, you can't get life. He said, you have the life of God. Because that spirit is in you already. He said, arise and shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're being encouraged, brethren, to shine. To shine. The young people must shine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was very happy. Someone was playing the piano, was so good. I said, who is this brother? I said, I don't want to do it. I looked behind and I saw my guy playing piano. I was so blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the young people to exercise yourselves. A 60-year-old man that's carrying a bucket of water in his house has a problem. You know so? 60-year-old man, you are still carrying a bucket of water in your house. The woman is still going to all the buckets when you have your daughter. Your daughters are watching. It's a super story. You are cooking. Then there's a problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The young people must release themselves.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are strong.
Oh, yes.
You have that life in you. But how can you have a life and you show it when you are looking at Beyonce? Want to be like Michael Jackson? Want to be like what's the other one?
50 Cent.
Those are your role models. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear their voice. Like, hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, we said every young person here who has Facebook page, you must submit that number to your parents. It is an order by the Spirit. I'm going in the next 2 hours. I'm in Port Harcourt. If you don't submit it, you see what will happen. I'm not threatening you, but you must submit that page to your parents so that they see what you are doing there. Okay, someone say yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And any photograph that is not of God, you must clean it today. It won't pass 12 midnight, it don't pass today. You must clean it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Any photograph, that's why you don't want your parents to see it. Okay? So we'll give you 12. You must remove it. Then submit the number to your parents. Do we say amen?
Amen.
The church has agreed.
Amen.
So if you don't do it, it's a rebellion. And then you're in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we heard that there's a new one. Yesterday night, I heard there's a more dangerous one. I didn't know. They called it Togo. I didn't know. I was doing chakra that I know everything until the sabbath. I said, my friend, you never start. See, there's a new one called Togo. Now this one, in fact, you don't know what is happening. It's only specific to you and the person. I said, very good. So me, I'm going to that Togo. So whether it's Togo or to come, those web pages must be opened up. Say amen now.
Amen.
You must open it up. And let your parents have access to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when they see, they know you're a good ambassador of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they come to your Facebook or your To-Go page, they should receive life.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend, he on Facebook, he's sending Bible verses every day. He has Bible verses, he says. So when you are there, use it to reach out and give life.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can even take the messages from church and paste it. Say, these were the things in my church. And you put it there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Pedro has a blog. Okay? And he preaches messages. Somebody saw it in India. And they have been calling him, come and minister to us in India. He's just looking at internet. So you can use it as a tool to minister life. Most of you spend your time on the internet. I'm talking about giving life. Let the life flow. How is it? It's not flow by word. It is action. You can go to the internet and give life to people. Hallelujah. The message they preach on Sunday, you transcribe it and upload it on your Facebook. Is it possible? There's internet TV. There's internet radio. You can broadcast these things there. You don't need to, for you know, the fellowship to come together and agree. We shall not have when you are there already. So give life, and when you are involved and involved, you see that life will be coming, and you are active. That is, those are the practical aspects, brethren, that we can be life givers. One of the sisters went from Port Harcourt to Ibadan. She took some of the books and started distributing. Now we can't rest. They say, oh, please send us more books. This was JSS 1. As she was going, she carried books and went there and started distributing. She didn't go and hide herself. She went and did what? Gave life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you in your secondary schools you are giving life? Are you in the SC group? You say SC group is Babylon. No problem. It's Babylon. You go there and give life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are there in the school. They say this one is different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and join the SU group. You see, as you say, Thursday is the Lord, though. But go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go there and show them you are end time in the SU group. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they talk, you say, okay, yeah, you are finished. Oh, yeah, sit down. Let me not teach you what they have been teaching us in our fellowship. Then you will not bring it. That's life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you not distinguish yourself, they know, ah, that one, leave him, oh, he's not going to follow us. When I call him daddy, he say, no, I can't call daddy. When they do Christmas carol, he say, no, I don't believe in Christmas. He say, why? You not give them the history of Christmas. Where is it? It's in the internet you go to. The history is there. You go there, cram it, because you know there'll be Christmas carol and that you won't go. You go there and get all the history. So when they call you, say, no, I don't believe in Christmas. So it's an opportunity for you to say, come and tell the whole school why you don't believe in Christmas. Is that not an opportunity to preach? You come and you preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is giving life. There are so many opportunities. You can pray and God will create it. Even in this fellowship, many of us are sitting down. There are evangelists here. You are sitting down and waiting for Brachinere or Bebre to say, okay, let us now organize Owerri for Christ crusade. Every Sunday you come here and sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it will change from today.
Amen.
Enter the market, buy megaphone. By 6 o'clock, wake up on your street and shout. End time message. Did you say amen?
Amen.
End time message, 6 o'clock. Shout it on your street. Enter the bus, preaching from here to Obize, and come back again. That is your job. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then when you preach, you say, well, go to any Bible-believing church. But however, there's one that you can go to in so-and-so street, or in Awomamo, or in Stanley Drive, or whatever. If you come there, you'll meet brother who will bless you.
Yes, sir.
Is that Babylon?
No.
Are we doing it? No, because we are end time. Hallelujah. We are sharing deep vision. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are moving back. We should give life. There are evangelists here. Go out with the word and go and preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about hospital? How many people are going to hospital here? So no, our fellowship, we are end time, but don't go to hospital. That is Babylon. Really? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not going because we are practicing Babylon. Because we want to sit down to a full committee for hospital visits. But you preach against it yet because you don't really believe what you are saying. Hallelujah. As my hand is moving, did I have committee meeting to move my hand? That's how the body works. God speaks to you, you move. The only thing you stand up here, brethren, I have the burden to go to hospital to go and visit. Pray for me. And I want to encourage the brethren to follow me. When you finish, one brother will meet you, brother. What time are you going? I'll go with you. That's how the body works. Hallelujah. So we say we are end time, yet we are walking even by more Babylon than is even the people outside. How about prison ministry? Is there any prison in Owerri? Oh, really? How many people are going to prison here? Oh, no, it's not. End time people don't go to prison. Hallelujah. It's Babylon, isn't it? So? Hallelujah. So I'm seeing some lawyers now. Huh? Where are they? Hallelujah. You have privileges. Use it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Use it. Go there. I've been to prison before. I've gone to prison ministry. I am telling you, one of the best ministries you can ever have. Because when you go there, you know what freedom is. This one, you are waving hand. And when you enter prison, you know that. You will thank God that you have your freedom. And their hearts are open. Their hearts are open. And you can minister life. I'm talking about end time kingdom message inside prison. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you don't need, all you require is go to God and get this burden. I say, God, I'm going to give life. This river of life must flow out. Hallelujah. Some of you can cook. You cook. Go to prison. Don't give them the food though. Make sure you hold it. Say, no problem. We shall go inside. Then go there and you make a feast for them. Buy things for them and give them. they will bless God for the rest of their life for you. Hallelujah. And he says, I was in prison, you didn't visit me. He said, Lord, when were you in prison, you didn't visit me? He said, and when any of these ones? He said, you didn't come. Whatever you do today, you are doing to Christ. There are so many opportunities. Brethren, we have sat down for so long. We need to explode. This life must go out, brethren. Let it refill the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are from villages. You just, every day you go there and keep quiet. And they even are begging you, come and preach. He said, no, any type of people don't preach. Hallelujah. We are doing small flock. Hallelujah. Who told you small flock? Village evangelism is part of it. This one will go on mission. We'll go to villages. Hallelujah. We'll go to villages. Have you slept on a bed where there is bed bug before? How many people here have slept on a bed where there is bed bug? Me, I don't sleep well. You want to do mission? Come, we'll take you. Oh my God. They gave us fruits in Ethiopia. We woke up in the morning, rat punched through the bag and went and ate all the fruit. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah. That was the room where we were. Hallelujah. Many of us were too soft. That's why we must stay, we must go to the village. Hallelujah. And go and minister. Hallelujah. Village crusade. Hallelujah. Even here, you can go from house to house. The Spirit of God moves you, you can go. Say, look, say, honey, our neighbor who must reach out. You don't need to organize for it. Just tell the brethren, this is the burden I have to reach out to my neighbors. That the people around you will feel the love of Christ. You give life to that community. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see there are so many things. And God is saying we have the life already. Not that you will pray half tarry night to receive life. You already have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll end with this. There's a brother called Urias in Port Harcourt. We'll be telling him, come and let us go. He said, oh, you give one excuse, the other, I couldn't go. He followed us this time. You know what happened? The brother was the main speaker. I'm telling you. If you are the main speaker when there are many speakers, many brethren, these are men who have taught you, and you are the one ministering every day, then you are the main speaker, is it not so? This is a brother, you thought he didn't have anything, but the little word God has given him was the main word. I don't know, I'm trying to tell you that you already have something. Hallelujah. God said you have a life already. Now, you don't wait to go outside. Start here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Start in your community. Start in your neighborhood. Start in your village. Start in your school. Some of you are teachers. Why can't you believe God that God will give you opportunity to preach in your school? Why are you a teacher? Do you have students? If you believe God, God will create an opportunity that you will address them and bring for life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we really mean business, God will bring us opportunity and we will begin to give life. And the debt that's in the world, we can affect it for Christ. And you see, when you exercise yourself, you grow bigger. And your confidence will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're believing that God is saying that something new is coming.
Amen.
Now you can understand why God said there's an abundance of rain coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I will make bright clouds. Who are the bright clouds? Who are the bright clouds? You are the bright clouds. Hallelujah. The bright cloud is one that has rain. Hallelujah. The rain of life. And there are so many of us. And when we begin to release our rain, hallelujah, our situations will change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. To be encouraged. And the Bible says, go in this thy might. It didn't tell you go and prepare. You say, go in this thy might. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait to. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what went on in you as brother was sharing. Whether there are things that were stirring up inside of you. And we just pray, respond to it and start to God. Now, we are not saying you will pray and get life. You already have life. And you are life. And you simply need to open up. And the life comes out. This life is not a special type of world bringing it. Either by preaching, or by singing, or by doing this, or by doing that. Simply believe that anything you are doing it in demonstration of life, of that spirit, of that power of God that is in you. And what you believe is what will happen. This is the power of believing. Actually, you're already a believer. In fact, it is you receiving, because believing is receiving. Hey, brethren, you have started believing. You are continuing believing. So, leave believing. Leave talking about believing. Talk about receiving. Because you are a receiver. Implanted deep in you is both a transmitter and a receiver. Hallelujah. Activate the receiver. Activate the transmitter. Incidentally, the same thing, the same believing that activates the receiver activates the transmitter. Praise the Lord. So let's just pray. Let's just, if you want, stand up, move around. Speak to God. If you prefer to speak the language of the Spirit, go ahead and do so. Speak mysteries into the Spirit. Speak mysteries into your being. If you don't know what to say, open up your mind, speak in tongues. When you do that, you are speaking to God. You yourself don't even know what you are saying. But because you believe, you are speaking to God. You are speaking to God. You are speaking mysteries into the Spirit. You are building yourself up when you speak in that language, that spiritual language. You are building yourself up. You are refreshing yourself. In fact, you are entering into rest. You are at rest. Hallelujah. Just spend some time. Open your mouth. Minister unto the Lord. In response, even if you don't remember all that has been shared, all the brother has said, all that has been said, just believe that, look, Lord, I am responding to your word that has come from. Hallelujah. Remember, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed you. He sent his word and delivered you. He sent his word and made you God. You have to agree that what God said you are is what you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, there's so much opportunity. There's so much that is available. You are a priest. You are a minister. Anywhere you are, give life. Minister life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just open up. Open up your heart. Let it flow. Let living waters flow. Let the river flow. When incidentally, this same Spirit of God that you have received, and that God said is flowing like living waters, it's also the seven lamps of fire that is burning. So burn for the Lord. Burn. The same Spirit of God. He said before the throne, there are seven lamps of fire that are burning. And these seven lamps of fire are the seven spirits of God. The complete spirits of God. Not seven in number. But all that God is. You are equipped. You are empowered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just Just speak to the Lord. Open up. You know, one brother started, he said, look, make an offering. An offering of your body. A living sacrifice. One of the translations says that this is your reasonable service. Actually, the only service you can offer to God. The body he has prepared for you. Offer it. That God, the Christ of God, the Spirit of God, the grace of God, shall flow out, move out from this body, and perform God's good pleasure. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sakapata. Riga Brabasto de Masaka Talamai. And even for the young ones, we give you grace. Abundance of grace. And abundance of righteousness. Because by these two, life will bubble up in you and begin to reign. You begin to reign in life. Because grace reigns through righteousness unto life. So we give you abundance of grace. We give you abundance of righteousness. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The grace of God is able to teach you to deny ungodliness, to deny wickedness in your Facebook, to turn away from unrighteousness in your Facebook, and to live godly in your Facebook. And I prophesy to you.
Amen.
Prophesy to the grace of God in you.
Amen.
It's not really you that labors, but the grace of God in you shall labor and bring righteousness in your Facebook. Bring righteousness in the internet. Bring righteousness in your school.
Amen.
To you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We convert, we turn your Facebook from the power of Satan unto the power of God.
Amen.
We turn the Facebooks of our young ones.
Amen.
From darkness unto light.
Oh, yes.
From the power of Satan unto the power of God.
Amen.
From wickedness unto righteousness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We prophesy to you.
Amen.
We speak life to you.
Amen.
We speak life to your Facebook.
Amen.
You shall not carry wickedness.
Amen.
You shall not carry darkness.
Amen.
You shall carry light.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These young ones, we speak to you.
Amen.
We speak to the grace of God in you.
Amen.
Because the grace of God is in you.
Yes.
And we command that grace to level.
Yes.
We prophesy to the grace of God to level. We prophesy to the Spirit of God in you to level. We prophesy to the Spirit of God in you to go forth out and through your Facebook, through your activities at the internet, produce righteousness, produce life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It shall be an instrument of God.
Amen.
It shall be an instrument of God.
Amen.
In the name of the grace of God in you shall level.
Amen.
The grace of God in you shall level.
Amen.
And it shall level more than every person that are connected to your Facebook.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it shall level to bring life. It shall level to bring peace. It shall give peace to men that don't know peace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We command peace to you.
Amen.
We command peace to your heart.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Peace in your heart.
Amen.
The peace of God reign in your heart. Keep your heart. Keep your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just bless God.
Amen.
We bless God. We bless God. We prophesy empowerment.
Amen.
We prophesy strength.
Amen.
We prophesy everywhere glory.
Amen.
Every time glory.
Amen.
For every one of us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not on Sunday, not on Wednesday.
Aye.
But everywhere glory.
Amen.
Every time glory.
Amen.
Everywhere life.
Amen.
Every time life.
Amen.
Everywhere life.
Amen.
Every time life.
Amen.
Everywhere glory.
Amen.
Every time glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Great glory in the kitchen. Life in the kitchen.
Yes.
Glory in the school.
Oh yes.
Life in the school.
Amen.
Glory on the streets.
Yes.
Life on the streets.
Yes.
Wherever you go.
Amen.
Wherever time. Life. Wherever you go. Wherever you are. name of Jesus Christ. We prophesy to you. We speak. We prophesy life. We prophesy glory. We prophesy the presence of God. Everywhere glory. Everywhere life. Every time glory. Every time life. In the name of Jesus Christ. We engraft it in your being. We engraft it in us. In every one of us. That everywhere, every time glory. Everywhere, every time life. Everywhere, every time righteousness. Everywhere, every time displaying the nature of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Brother Luke, it's very key. It's no longer, you see, Sunday, Wednesday, church and fellowship. It has become basically religion. It has to be every time, everywhere life.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, this is, you see, if we blink our eyes more, we will consolidate men, and even the end time thing we're talking about, we're consolidating something more monstrous.
Yes.
Than religion.
Oh, yes.
That we're coming up for.
That's right, sir.
But there's only one thing that is in the heart of God. Life.
Oh, yes.
Glory.
But
then there's only one thing that is in the heart of God. Life. Glory. And the manifestation of God. And that is the only thing that is lasting. That is the only thing that will be sustainable. Every other thing around.
Oh, yes, collapse.
Of every other
thing. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
But when you come into this realm of everywhere, every time, life, glory, and the Christ likeness, real Christianity, in the name of Jesus Christ. That really, no, I'll show you one thing that religion had done, and it had creeped in and taken over in the so-called end time movement. And that is, men had lifted the institution of church above the person. The person of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The person of the believer.
That's right.
Men, church, everything we know about has lifted the institution of church. Remember, church is the house of God. But men had made an institution out of it, lifted it above the person of Jesus Christ and the person of the believer. And now, when want to get believers and to serve the institution. But God is not interested.
Oh, yes.
Every bit of that will go the way every other thing had gone. What God is interested in, and the only thing that is sustainable in God, brethren, is everywhere, every time, life, glory, and the Christ-likeness. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whether you are in a bar, whether you are in a market, wherever you are, every time glory, every time life, every time display, manifestation of God. And there is grace of God, the Spirit of God that worketh in you both to do and to perform God's pleasure is there. But you have to believe he is able to do what he has said he will do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that would be, and you know, there are just, for God, there are three levels, three instances of unity. Unity of the Spirit. In other words, you are responding. You know, brother was saying when he started that it is no longer anything to do to prepare what you are going to share with brethren. Because you go there and be sharing death. But believe in your heart that you go out there, you open your mouth, the Spirit of your Father will speak. And He knows the need of people around. And He will minister. And it's even easier. Because you don't struggle, you don't labor, you simply rely on Him, you depend on Him, you trust on Him. And brethren, He will flow. He will comfort us. And when you are committed and determined to do only what is driving and pushing you to do, and I'm committed to do that, you find out that we're in unity. Not because we are sitting on a round table, but because we are being driven by the same Spirit. And the next thing is that He said, look, the glory that the Father has given to me, I give it to you that you all might be one. In other words, manifesting and displaying the glory of God is a very strong point of unity.
That's right.
And Jesus said at that point, He said, look, this first miracle He did in Canaan of Galilee, He did to manifest His glory. In other words, the supernatural works, the things that God do, the grace of God and the Spirit of God in us do, is actually things that manifest the glory of God. And these things are flowing out of me, they're flowing out of you, they're flowing out of this person. There is unity.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you remember, he said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that we are called to show forth God's virtues, to go show forth His glory, to show forth His excellencies. In 2 Peter 1 verse 3, He said, look, we are called unto virtue and glory. Brethren, let's just show forth, manifest, display, demonstrate He who is in us. And that brings us to unity. Don't go, you look at my brother, you don't like the angle of his mouth when he's talking, and you start quarreling about that. Or you look at this sister, you don't like the way he did her hair, and you start quarreling about that. Let you devote your time, commit to follow the Spirit, to follow the glory of God, display the glory of God, display the nature of God. And let him or her also be committed to that. At the end of the day, you can't quarrel because you are being driven by the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I remember in the early days of this movement, you know, where if he has bald head and he doesn't scrape it down like my own, we pitch a war, we start a civil war over it. And by the time we know it, we tear and destroy everything. But brethren, leave my boy here that I have scraped clean. Forget about his own, he hasn't scraped clean. Devote your time, commit yourself to coming into agreement with the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
To demonstrating the glory of God. To showing forth Christ's likeness. That is enough for you. By the time you're engrossed in that, you realize that your brother is also driving towards that direction. And you can't quarrel.
Amen.
In fact, you write down, when you stay lift up in the Spirit, they will show you where your brother is struggling with his bald head that is not scraped. And you begin to minister to him. You begin to give life to him. You begin to speak to him and give him life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because this mouth shall not show forth death.
Mm.
The only single thing it can say, it can give is life.
Amen.
Irrespective of what A or B did. Not that you don't know what he did. You've seen he has done this terrible thing, he has done this terrible thing, he has done this terrible thing, which are not according to the book. Fine. Of course, if there is privacy, you call him and talk to him. But if you don't have that, lift up and give him life.
Mm.
Prophesy what God said he will be. Mm. And believe it, and he will be that thing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We would we'll take one song or two songs. And as we do that, Reverend has one or two things burning in his heart. But
we'll tie a rope.
I'm just going to say that. I'm this one now. I'll just watch. Come on, here.
They said they want to stay, that they're enjoying the session.
Okay, how will you come down?
They are big girls.
They
can always find their way to
the house. How are you?
God bless you.
I was picking myself.
Sorry.
How are you? Cheers.
Three hours past one, three hours past two, three hours past four, and it's very alert. You understand the truth. Okay, okay, listen, no problem. Natural part of you, okay, you have. And you are your capacity must also increase. I have observed, you know, when we were younger Christians, we need to do deliverance. You know, when I say deliverance, I still do it. Hallelujah. But I know what I'm saying. You notice that, you know, when a man is has unclean spirit within him, he cannot abide the presence of God. You understand that? There's something that keeps telling him, leave this place. You know, maybe when the person receives deliverance, he'll not start telling you that he was saying, go out, get out. Now, it also happens to us. You know, somebody is in church, he feels the same. When you release him, he stands outside there. He's there for the next 2 hours. Now, am I telling you something that is true?
Yes, sir.
It's true. He wants to get out. Let's finish church. Maybe church is over. He's there. He stays another 2 hours talking on the doorstep here. He's not going anywhere. But there's something within him that says what? Leave this place. The truth is that his capacity for spiritual thing has what? Has exhausted. It has what? Expired. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we're talking about life. To get life, you have to eat. You know, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The tree of life is here. It is also there. Now, the more you eat of it, is the more you can appropriate. Now, I learned something. You know, when we were, there was a time we shared a burden on, you know, the, what do you call it now? On treasures. I'm trying to remember the title of that.
Okay.
Treasures in earthen vessels. Right. So, when I'm looking at the house of was Solomon, when Solomon was king. And you notice that Solomon had different officers that were keepers of his treasures. Do you understand that? Different men had different things they were keeping. There was a man who was responsible for the wine house. You understand? The cellar where the wine was stored. Somebody was in charge of it. There was a man who was in charge of the sheep and the flock. There was a man who was in charge of the field, the vineyards. There was a man who was in charge of the horses. Do you understand? Each person had, you know, but they were called the keepers of the substance and the possession of the king. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we discovered that when we're looking at what substance and possession, we discover two things. What you have in God, inherent, is called substance. Do you understand that? It's what you have, inherent by virtue of your being born again. Praise the name of the Lord. But what you are able to appropriate is your possession. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. What you're able to make use of is your possession. Praise the name of the Lord. You may have substance. It's there inherent by virtue of being born again. You have the Spirit of God. We'll talk about it here. But the part that you're able to appropriate and use, lay hold and possess. You know, the Bible says, we have eternal life. But here the Bible says, lay hold. Don't you understand what that means?
Yeah.
You have it. But the Bible says, do what?
Lay hold.
So that one that you're able to lay hold is what you are what? You're possessing. That's why we are Zion. And yet we are going to Zion. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. It says when we get to Zion. Because sometimes God calleth the things that be not as what? As do they were. Do you understand that? He declares the end from what now? The beginning. He looks at you now and calls you what? Your end. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why you have to press on. God, everything in God has a beginning. It has what? An end. What began the day you received Jesus Christ, it was just your beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. But there's an end. The end is our destination. Praise the name of the Lord. That's where you're looking at. That's where you're going to. That's where you are pushing towards. Your beginning may be very small. Hallelujah. But your later end shall be what? Very great. God begins. He says he's the Alpha. And what now? He's the Omega. Now why am I saying all this? I'm saying this because you must make a diligent effort. Do you understand that? To label. Now, the man who is going to make it is not a man who is just tossed to and fro by circumstances. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes say, well, this place is hot. I don't think that's close. You understand that? That man is going nowhere. Are we together? Who is disturbed? Heat, cold. These are the things that determine whether you're having fellowship or not. Those things, we have to overcome them. Are we together? Sleep, you overcome it. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody says, I'm feeling sleepy. You know, it happens to all of us. You feel sleep, then you stop praying, isn't it? Hallelujah. But who says that sleep must determine these things? I have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. Do you understand that? What you want is what you get. The land is before us. Do you understand my point? But you must decide whether you are to go in and what and possess it. It's your choice, your decision. Unto us are given exceeding great and precious word, promises. It's available to all of us. Or it can remain a promise for you. For you, it can become a possession.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, why we say this all this is that the people of God have to make the choice of what they want. You understand my point?
Yes.
You have to decide what you want. The things that are important to you. Every one of us, every day, must make a point, make a choice. You know, in those days, sometimes when I talk to the brethren, I say, look, you have to cut down on television. I'm just being, you understand, practical. You can't be talking any time. You understand? And burning your time there. And because of that, you know, we don't have the appetite for the real things. Praise the name of the Lord. So you as a person must decide that this is your focus. When you say life, life is available. You understand that? It is there. He said, I have. It is where? Here. He said, it's not in heaven, far away. You understand the point? It is not in the deep. Where is it? Here. Within you. Now, but the fact that it is there does not mean that you have it. I don't know, let me use a word. You understand the point? You must do what? He said you must believe in your heart, and you must do what? Confess with your mouth. That is what put that life in what? In action. Are we together, brethren? Life is a living thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? You must release it. You must release it. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are coming to time. But you were saying something on Friday night. That any other people have become worldly. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the truth. It's one thing to be spiritual, the other to be worldly. It's all a matter of your word. Appetite. You know what appetite is? appetite. Israel came out of Egypt, but their appetite did not what? Change. Because of that, they had issues. They had issues. They were always complaining and grumbling and murmuring. Do you know why? Their heart did not accept what God had what now provided for them. Do you understand the point? They had not made up their mind that this thing that God has given us is the very best. For if they had eaten, they were eating that manna. As long as they ate it, they were healthy. Do you understand that? As long as they ate it, their feet did not swell. As long as they ate it, do you understand the point? They were moving through it. Have you been to the desert before? I have. So you don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. When I went to Israel, I went through the desert. I understood the kind of God. You understand? That can, you know how many people those people were? Put them confident into the desert. Confident that he could provide food for them. Do you understand my word? Provide water for them in the desert. Cover them from the sun. Keep them from snakes and scorpions. Well, you don't understand. There are some places when we are going through the Negev desert. You know, they told the women, when you are leaving your hotel, don't drink too much water. You understand the point? Because if along the road you decide to eat yourself, there is no covering, there is no shade. You know that kind of a thing, you want to go and hide somewhere to eat yourself. See, there's nothing like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So if you have to eat yourself, you have to do it right there in the open. That's how the desert was an inhospitable place. But God took them through the desert. Praise the name of the Lord. And he had made provision. He didn't eat anything that he needed, he provided supernaturally. Do you understand that? All! They all needed to was to make up their mind that we will go with God. Whatever he gives us, we do what? And as long as they did that, for them, they have no issue. Praise the name of the Lord. The manna was not fanciful. You understand what I'm saying? Manna was not fanciful. You couldn't, when you put on the table, it's not like cucumber, when you put, you know, you can decorate your table very well. The manna was not fanciful. It was functional. Do you understand? What was manna? Life! Hallelujah! Amen. That was it. But they said, at the time, they got tired of it. They got tired, and their appetite went back to where? To Egypt. And brethren, these are the things that you and I must begin to take into. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't want to be displayed for God's people. But I want to say, hallelujah, amen, that if at this time your heart is still conjunct with super story. Hello.
Hi.
I don't have enough time to read my Bible. I don't know if you understand my point. The things that God has shown me, I have not had enough time to digest them. When a man can put his leg on the table, then spiritually means you are very idle. Hallelujah. You are not beginning to see that this thing is already there before us. The land is before us. You must eat and eat and what? And eat again. That's what God told Elijah. Because the journey is what? It's far. He said that Elijah ate and ate and ate again, and he went in the strength of that food until he came to the mouth of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Believe me, brethren, whether you like it or not, these things are not wishful thinkings. It's the stuff that you have in you that will determine what you will do in the days of your challenges. Believe me, I've seen brethren do funny things. So a brother is this and auntie, when the challenge comes, he's not talking, you're wondering, bro John, is it you? I said, well, leave. Do you understand that? There was nothing inside. Nothing inside. All that singing and dancing, those things mean nothing. It's what you have what? Inside. In that day, your testimony is still what? Consistent. I've seen Christians go through things, brethren. And whether you like it or not, you are going to go through things. It's all part of the game. Praise the name of the Lord to prove your loyalty. What will you do under this circumstance? God is asking. The devil is asking. The devil came to God concerning Job. Do you understand that? God presented his champion. This generation that will put the kingdom of the devil to an end. The devil's kingdom is not coming to an end because the devil will bind you. We bind you. We bind you. Some are so several times and die. That's not how his kingdom will come to an end. That's not how his kingdom came into being. His kingdom came into being through self. Self-will, rebellion. You understand that? And only a people who will die to self. Hallelujah. Amen. By their coming forth will automatically terminate that kingdom. Amen. So the devil is not afraid of these miracle workers. You understand? He doesn't mind them. He knows that they don't have the potential to terminate his kingdom. He tolerates them. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord came to Job and said, the Lord came to Satan and said, Satan, have you seen my servant Job? And Satan laughed. He said, does Job serve God for what?
Nothing.
I know why Job is doing this. You are giving him house. You understand that? You are giving him health. You are giving him children. You understand? His business is prospering. That's why he's saying, praise the living God. Now, if the Lord were to weigh the church that is called church today on this premise, how many will be able to stand? Praise the name of the Lord. You check the number of people packing the churches. Why are they there? Husband. Wife. Right? Miracle. Right? They are all disqualified. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you together? Job had to be proved. And God said, fine, take away his business. Let's see what happens. Take away his children. Let's see what happens. Praise the name of the Lord. And Job was still what? Standing. Job was proved. Praise the name of the Lord. Job was what? He was proved. Just like all of us are going to be proved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so, brethren, what we are trying to say is, we're in a time when choices must be what? Made. We can't be talking. There are things that have to do with death. Why does the devil spend so much time? We're talking about internet, right? Movies, right? Books. Where do you think these things are coming from? Everything you see from the visible realm comes from the invisible realm. And it's designed to affect you, whether you like it or not. They are all designed, they are created to affect you one way or what? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, I have to decide what I eat. Praise the name of the Lord. I have to make up my mind to forgo trash. You understand my point? I have to decide now that if I'm talking life, I actually mean life. Hallelujah. I cannot live here and go and begin to eat trash. You know, at a point, there was a time I used to, you know, as a Christian, movies. You know, yeah, you see how machine gun. I used to enjoy it. I'm going to my point. Action movies. Now, what is very fantastic about somebody killing another person? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. God says, thou shalt not kill. Somebody is killing, and you are having a good time about it. Hey, not like another man, action man. I don't know if you have thought about that before. What are you eating? What are you feeding upon? You will be ready, you see, we have come to a point where we must understand the principles of life and what and death. I wish I could talk about life and death today. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I set before you life and death. This is what you do. You have to eat of them. Each one you decide to eat, that's what you're going to have. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to stop some of these things, brethren. Hallelujah. It's worldliness and it's destroying. Hallelujah. It's destroying us. That is what is contending against spirituality. You stay, you hear the word of God 5 years, 10 years, and no change. Why? Because you live here, you go and put your mind somewhere and start eating again. Trash. You start eating trash. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to be spiritual, my brother was talking about hurting between two what now? Opinion. If you want to be spiritual, brethren, then you have to take a position. Hallelujah. Take a position and begin to develop an appetite for spiritual things. And so much things. You know, sometimes I just think that, brethren, I have books in my house, I have tapes, you know, MP3s and all that, and people are just not interested. Do you understand the point? You go to their homes, you see Nigerian movies, one movie is piled up like that. Who do you think is responsible for good movies? Do you understand the point? Who do you think produces those movies? What is your intent in producing those movies? Look, we travel. Because of this missionary work, we go through Africa. The impact of the Nigerian Mollywood in Africa is devastating. You understand that? Some Christians don't believe. You know, when they look at Nigeria, the kind of mentality, they're asking. They have. They think that people are, you know, flying all over the place in Nigeria. Sorcery, witchcraft. A sister in was in Ghana. She worked in the hotel, one of the hotels we stayed. She said it must be very difficult for somebody to get saved in Nigeria. I said, how? She said, you know, those things shape their minds, their thinking about Nigeria. Everybody on the road is a witch. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the image these things are conveying. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot be spiritually held and be feeding on trash. It's impossible. It is totally impossible.
Oh, yes.
You can't be alive and eating rubbish. You look, brethren, don't go say, I want to grow. If you want to grow, he said that butter and honey he shall eat, so that he might know how to choose good and to do what? Reject evil. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto us, teaching us to say no to ungodliness. That is how the grace functions. You must say no to ungodliness. Brethren, what is our entertainment? Hallelujah. You know, if you want to watch films, there are very good Christian films. Very, very good. You know, I wish maybe later I will have to talk with my brethren. You know, there's a brother called Brother John Herrick. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the ministries is focused on, you know, he does in America, they produce all kinds of things. Or he selects. You understand? He has a list. And some of them are so mightily powerful. So mightily powerful. That the families here can decide to get them. Praise the name of the Lord. But you is traveling again. Put some money together. Buy these things. In fact, my burden had been to get a really long list of them, buy them. And for young people, you understand? Every weekend at least, I invite the brethren, come. You know, some of them really, really are very strong spiritually. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we stay off trash. Stay off the garbage, brethren. Hallelujah. Make up our minds that we want life and we go for it. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, if you eat of this tree, you will die. Brethren, that word has never changed up to today. If you eat of this tree, you will die. Whether you are born again, you will die. Hallelujah. But this one is life. He said, if you eat it, you understand, you will live. That's the principle. It's life and death. And they are in the power of what? They that love it will eat of it. Praise the name of the Lord. How can you tell a healthy person? It's like what he does, what? He eats. Only mad people eat from the garbage. Go to the dustbin there. The man who is speaking from there is what? He's a madman. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to encourage us, brethren. You know, it's time for us. This life is not released by, you know, by wishful thinking. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the enemy has blocked this, you know, thing that blocked the world. What is it? It's the things that we give our minds to. Do you understand that? That's what blocks the flow of life. You give your mind to things that are not healthy. Brother Seal said something, it was in 1990. I've not forgotten it. He talked about pornography. That the devil introduced pornography because it causes men to stop functioning spiritually. Do you understand that? It stops the flow of the spirit because it is something from the depth and the pits of hell. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? One of the things that has destroyed America, I'm talking about the church in America, is pornography. Particularly when the internet came. You understand the point? You see men, ministers, pastors, they are stuck to it. And what was it doing? You cannot be in the spirit and be in the flesh at the same time. How many people know that here? How many people know that? You cannot be in the student at the same time. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the deeds of the Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in the flesh, you can't function in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the one thing I have in my heart is very simple. The church, the people of God, you as a person must make a decision. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And begin to change your appetite. Change the thing you feed on.
Amen.
Nollywood is not good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take a position and say, stop. And you can do without it. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how many people have watched as much films as I have watched in those days. But you see, the truth is that the soul of a man has a capacity to adapt. you begin to eat spiritual things, the soul begins to do what? Gravitate towards the spirit realm. That's the truth of the matter. What you set your affections upon, you begin to become like it. Praise the name of the Lord. What you feed, you become like it. This thing must cease from being theory. Hallelujah. It must cease from being theory. It must become real. Because life is the only way to overcome death. Hallelujah. You eat life and death. Do you know that? What is this thing? I wish there was a weekend meeting I had in Port Harcourt. And we talked about victory over the flesh, overcoming the flesh. And somehow we went into a little depth of it. The soul of man is occupied by unclean spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. I won't tell you what these unclean spirits are, but they are living things. Hallelujah. They use your soul. They feed, they draw from you. They are the ones that stimulate the appetite you have. You understand that? The cravings you have, these spirits use you to feed. They draw their life from this environment. But they cannot get it directly because they have no body. You understand? That's why they need your body. They stimulate all kinds of... They use you to fulfill their passions. They used to have a body. But God took away their body because of their rebellion. Hallelujah! And so they became disembodied. We read that from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Not to be unclothed. The word of God that means disembodied. Praise the name of the Lord. When a Christian dies, the Lord gives him a temporary body. Are we getting my point? Pending his resurrection body. Do you understand my point? But when a wicked man dies, he begins to wander as a disembodied spirit. Seeking without a body. That is hell. He's in a state of torment. It's like a man has a desire but he cannot fulfill it. So he's in torment. It's like somebody thirsty and hungry and cannot satisfy. So he needs a body. Do you understand that? To be able to fulfill his wickedness, his lust, his passion, and all that. And he uses you, uses me. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is one of the principles of fasting. When you fast, you deny them that capacity. They become what now? Weaker and weaker. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so what I'm trying to say then is that when you feed on trash, you are giving suck to certain, you understand, things within your being. Hallelujah. When you feed on life, the spirit within you becomes what? Stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. That's how we are going to prevail. Praise the name of the Lord. That's how we are going to prevail. You know, if you look at the book of Genesis chapter 7, God gave a word. When corruption began to increase in chapter 6, praise the name of the Lord, all flesh have corrupted this way. And God says, I'm going to send a flood to destroy all flesh in whose breath, nostril is the breath of life. And then at a particular day, something happened. God says that the windows of heaven, in fact, they say that the fountains of the deep world broke open. And then the windows of heaven were opened. And water began to come out. Hallelujah. This water began to rise. Hallelujah. It kept what? Rising. He kept rising. If you look at Genesis, it says that the flood prevailed. Hallelujah. The flood prevailed and prevailed and prevailed until the whole earth was what? Covered. Praise the name of the Lord. The earth of our carnality. In Acts of the Apostles, mightily grew the word of God and what? And prevailed. Praise the name of the Lord. As we give our hearts over to the things that give life, this water continues to do what? To rise. The knowledge of the glory of God covering the earth of our soul as the water what? Covers the sea. You see, it is the Spirit that gives us the power to prevail. None of us can prevail in our own world. Strength. So how do you think can prevail if you begin to feed on trash? Praise the name of the Lord. How do you think you can prevail? How can we be spiritual? Spiritual is not by power or by mind. But you must say no to ungodliness and say yes to life.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Each of you must make that choice. Practically, functionally, there's no more theory about it. Praise the name of the Lord. If you choose trash, you will die. It's a law. Even God cannot change it. Do you know that? Hello, how many people know that here? That if you choose death, you will die. God has made provision for what? For life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage us. I want to encourage us. You have to make up your mind at this point in time which direction your life is going to take. It's a choice you must make. Praise the name of the Lord. And from today, you have to decide if you want to eat a thing. What am I going to get from this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Choose life so that it might be well with you. Choose life, brother. Choose life. Amen. Amen. Ask God to change your appetite. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And God can change your appetite. Appetites change. Hallelujah. Amen. The soul was designed to be spiritual and to be, you understand, natural. The man himself has to decide which direction he is going to go. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So I just pray, brethren, that, you know, God stir up our hearts today. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a long time we've had a time like this, since after the Civil War. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. Don't pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the first time we are meeting together since after the Civil War. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Everywhere glory.
Yes.
Every time glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I want to pray.
Amen.
I want this opportunity to, you know, express my joy. Hallelujah. Amen. At our being together. I'm so blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so blessed. Just the fact of our being together. Our desire is quite some time. I wanted to bring my wife, you know, but like Chidi, I'm also a traveler. But I want this opportunity to thank the brethren, you know, and I don't know, maybe I offended anybody in the course of that whole thing. I ask you to forgive me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But my words and whatever.
I ask
your forgiveness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I hope that we can have more fellowship.
Amen.
Again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I hope that, you know, I believe God that the Lord will give us more opportunity to take life from one another.
And to
give life to one another.
My
prayer this afternoon is that every word of partition, every issue in the heavens, every word that has been spoken, spirits that have been strengthened, that God today will intervene. Hallelujah. And judge every reservations, every misgivings, all hurts, offenses, whatever they are. Hallelujah. Just call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just want to thank you at this time.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for the body of Christ.
Yes.
We thank you for the unity of the Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you for the bowels of mercy.
Yes.
We thank you for the oneness of spirit.
Yes.
See, there is one Lord.
Yes.
There is one body.
Yes.
There is one faith.
Yes.
There is one baptism.
Hallelujah.
There is one Father. There is one Spirit.
Mm.
There is one hope of our calling. And Lord, we come to recognize and acknowledge that again today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We just want to thank you for this time of fellowship that we've had. Thank you for giving life one to another. Thank you for receiving life one to another. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for this opportunity to express our oneness in Christ Jesus, to express our unity of spirit, to express, oh God, the love of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We want to say thank you. It is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we want to thank you for the times past, for the times and the seasons. Thank you for the experiences we have had. Thank you for the things we have learned. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for how you have helped us through it all. Thank you, Jesus, for still giving us an opportunity to connect and reconnect in Christ Jesus. We want to say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to say, oh God, we want to declare our oneness. Want to proclaim our unity. Want to proclaim, oh God, Lord God Almighty, our bond. That bond of perfection. Want to proclaim the love of Christ flowing in our hearts. We want to proclaim a release today. Lord God, that the fountains of the deep be opened again.
Amen.
That the bowels of mercy be released again.
Amen.
That the love of Christ begin to flow out again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God, we want to say that the heavens open up again.
Amen.
That the rain fall again, oh God.
Amen.
That our land be restored in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the years that the locusts have eaten,
yes.
The cankerworm and the caterpillar,
hallelujah.
God, we ask that you restore to us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We call for the release today of the oil and the wine.
Amen.
May there be a flow. Lord, any vestige of bitterness, any vestige of pain, of offense, any vestige, my God, Jehovah, of misgivings, any vestige of mistrust, oh God, unforgiveness. We ask that the oil and the wine begin to flow in. We ask for healing in the name of Jesus. We receive the capacity to release one another, to forgive one another, to embrace one another, to love one another, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come against the walls of partitions. God, God, we pull them down today. Every stronghold, oh God, of the enemy. Father, Lord God, we cast them down today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask, oh God, that the walls be broken down. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord God, with any limitation in fellowship, Lord, that we take them away. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we come to speak against the spirits that are walking, that have walked, Lord, that have taken life from this assembly. Jehovah, Lord, this spirit that took strength from the times of crisis, we come to bring judgment upon you today.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Together we judge you. We judge you as one man. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We say, get down from your throne. Sit in the dust. There is no more throne for you.
Amen.
We dethrone you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You that separated chief friends.
Hmm.
You that say two shall not be one.
Aye.
We cast you down from your throne. Amen. In the name of
Amen. Amen.
We come to express our oneness in Christ today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We come to express over the liberty in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My God, we bind every unclean spirit. We judge you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the love that we have in our hearts for one another. Thank you for this bond that shall not be broken. We want to bless you. There is one body, there is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one Father, there is one Spirit, there is one hope of our coming. Be thou exalted, O God. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just receive hungering and testing for bread and food that gives life. Not to test and hunger for trash anymore.
Oh yes.
Everywhere, every time. That our hungering and testing be for this food, this bread that God gives and that giveth light. Lord, for your qualification for receiving the Spirit, for receiving power, for receiving glory, for receiving life, it's just that we test for it. And we hear the Spirit say, come. We hear the bride say, come. And we hear all that are hearing this also say, come. Come to the waters. Come to the fountains. Come to the pure river of life. And take and drink freely. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we trust your grace. We trust that the grace of God, the Holy Spirit of God, engraft and build in us irrevocable commitment to give life. Definite sacrosanct commitment to give life. For we heard you say that you would prove us that we have deep down in our belly irrevocable commitment to give life before you would let us operate your kingdom, your dominion, your glory, your power without measure. Lord, we test and hunger for that commitment, that no matter what, we shall not speak death. No matter the
circumstances. Amen. Amen.
A commitment never to speak death.
Oh yes.
Never to open our mouth.
Oh yes.
Utter death.
Yes.
No matter the circumstances.
Yes, sir.
But that in all situations, we will give life.
Amen.
We will preach life.
Amen.
We will prophesy life.
Amen.
We will radiate life.
Amen.
We will live life. And life will swallow.
Amen.
It will destroy.
Amen.
It will abolish. It will consume all that had hindered us, all that had retarded us, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This day we prophesy against every hindrance to the flow of life,
the
mission of life.
Amen.
Every hindrance, every obstacle, every veil, every crafty cancer, every witchcraft or sorcery that is working against the free flow, the free transmission of life, we break your power.
Amen.
The grace of God that is with us, the Spirit of God that is with us, the Christ of God that is with us, break your power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We command release to us. We command release to this city. We command release to this country.
Amen.
That henceforth life shall be transmitted.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For already we have inbuilt receiver and transmitters of life.
Amen.
The Spirit of God. And henceforth it shall transmit life. It shall give life. It shall live life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the refreshing, reviving, healing, deliverance, as you have promised, has broken forth.
Amen.
Has broken forth.
Amen.
Has broken forth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We prophesy that these healings, these deliverances, this life that you have given to us, this prosperity, break forth onto the streets of this city. Break forth unto the streets of this nation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When people has arisen, in people, this stream, wherein this river, wherein the streams thereof, are making glad the city of God, the people of God in the midst of this city. We command that it break forth. We prophesy that it break forth. We receive it even according to your word. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And henceforth, this city we are shall drink the rain of heaven.
Amen.
He shall not plant his garden and water it with his feet.
Amen.
For the eyes of the Lord are upon us. They are upon this city. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year,
yes,
the eyes of the Lord never depart from this city. This city drinketh of the rain of heaven.
Oh yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, we shall not plant our garden and water it with our feet anymore. We command prosperity.
Yes.
We command the flow of milk and honey.
Yes.
We command no lack. We command eating with no scarceness, even in the midst of this land. For we are that land. We are that garden. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we just bless you.
Amen.
Prosper your world.
Amen.
Prosper your people.
Amen.
Bless us. Bless your people.
Amen.
Bless this city. Lord, we command life. We prophesy life. We give life to everything that have life. Even the things that don't have life yet, we give you life.
Amen.
We give you Christ. We give you God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We just bless you.
Amen.
We just glorify your name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I just want to I want to make an announcement and then raise the prayer burden. Let me start with the announcement. We have just fixed the dates for the December meeting. We have missed many of you, so I believe that this year we will see everybody here. Say amen. Hallelujah. So the camp meeting is going to hold in Gold Spring High School. It's somewhere around Uyibo. We will send the directions later. It's going to be camping. Like the previous years we've been having in the town, and the brethren said that we need that camp meeting environment. Amen. So it's going to be in Gold Spring High School, 24th to 22nd, sorry, to 27th. That's Thursday to Monday. So please pray about it, and everyone is invited. We will send the flyers and all those later. But please have it in mind, and let's pray that it will be a time of blessing. A number of brethren, both within and outside the country, have indicated interest to come. Brother Bob, Brother Mark, with their families, and other brethren are coming. So we believe it to be a great time, and we're also expecting you to bring the, if you have a lot of life, bring it and come and share with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So that's concerning that camp meeting. Second is prayer request. I'm traveling on Wednesday again. I want you to pray. There's a conference in Germany. The brethren in Germany have been scattered for past 4 or 5 years, or even more. And so this is the first time for the brethren for something to start again in Germany. So I want to place it before you to pray and to give life to it. Thereafter, there's a conference in the Czech Republic that will also be going. That's, I think that's the last week of October. And then thereafter, there's a meeting in Gabon where Vera and myself will be going there. I think that's from the 1st to 10th. And then thereafter, I go to England to stay sometime with my family. And then I'm going to the U.S. When I'm in the U.S., I have three sets of meetings. The weekend beginning 18th of November till the end of to the 4th of December. I have meeting every weekend with the brethren. One with Brother George Herring, their fellowship in Dubuque. Then the other one is the Scholar Conference. And then the following week is in Atlanta. So you can see it's a long journey. It's going to be winter. I don't like winter. I don't like cold. I wish I would just stay in bed and cover myself. But that is not going to be possible. So I request for prayers. Then we have a conference I attend, my wife and myself, in Philadelphia. And then thereafter, I've just been told to go for... there's a project for which my university is representing Nigeria on malaria, HIV, and TB. And they said we have to go and give a report on behalf of the country. So I have a training from the 12th to 16th of December. You know, so it's a long journey. I need the brain to pray, and then for grace, for strength, and for life. Amen. So we request for prayer. That they'll be coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, thank God for you to come to prayer. You know, quite recently, Brother Chijoke had been made a professor. Everything that has risen and hindered us, risen and hindered our blessings, the glories of God, the prosperity, the things that God had put in our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command them to come.
Amen.
You know, brethren, when we pray in this name, we are commanding everything to conform to that name. And that is actually the core thing about that name, is the purpose of that name, and that is to give life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we command that all these things that have been delayed by the devil, your hands out. Take away your hands of these blessings, of these prosperities, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we prophesy the word of the Lord, that the ministering spirits go forth and bring forth our blessings. Bring forth the things that the Lord has spoken about us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Religious minister, let's speak in the spirit, respecting the meetings. The meeting in Germany and the condition of the brethren in Germany, the meeting in Czech Republic, the meetings in the US, the meeting in Gabon. Let us speak in the spirit. I speak mysteries into the spirit. Speak into the spirit. You know, sometimes when these things are like this, we really don't know what to pray as we ought to pray. But if we live in the spirit and pray in the spirit, we are speaking mysteries into the spirit. We are speaking to God things we don't even understand. And we are at rest. We just enter into our rest, and God who is in us, the Christ of God, the Spirit of God, the grace of God that is in us, is rising up and is laboring, is ministering, is praying. Just spend some time respecting all these things that have been talked about. Speak, pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Saputa Pushkana Masata. Ebra Sakutana Mazabu Kusenta Bufa. Ebu Santa Luba Zukushina Maku Pataleskenta. Dabu Zaku Sprintelus Kanama Tava Batikaturi. Raka Bruva Sanduli Statu Namazabra Zakutiseri. Liprata Vasco Talazima Karataba Zetu Bushi. Jesus. Yes, we give life to Germany.
Oh, yes.
We prophesy life to Germany, especially the church in Germany, the people of God in Germany, the believers in Germany. We give life to them. We prophesy life to them. We command, we prophesy to the seven spirits of God that for life to come from the four winds, from life to come from the seven spirits of God, unto that city, unto the people of God in that city, in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every witchcraft. We destroy every spells. We destroy every stronghold. We command destruction of every stronghold in the minds of people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We cast them down. We command release. We prophesy to the grace of God to go forth and they deny labor in their hearts, to deny wickedness, to deny strongholds, to deny ungodliness, to deny worldliness, to deny godlessness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we prophesy to the grace of God. We prophesy to life to go forth in them and teach them godliness. Teach them to strengthen them, enable them to demonstrate God, to display God, to show forth God's virtues, God's praises, and God's excellencies in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we speak specifically, we prophesy specifically to the conference that is going to be taken up, the meeting that is going to be taken up in Germany. We command the presence of the Lord. We prophesy to the seven spirits of the Lord to take charge,
Amen.
Even ahead of time, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command blessings. We command the blessings of the Lord evermore upon that meeting, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Specifically, we receive on their behalf gold dust. We receive on their behalf the dew of heaven. We receive on their behalf
balls of fire burning in the midst of that meeting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up the church meeting, the various meetings in the U.S., and we command life. We proclaim life. We give them life. We prophesy life. We command that only life shall be spoken. Only life shall be spoken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We sanctify every vessel. Every vessel that will even bring an amen in the midst of these meetings. We receive sanctification. We receive perfection. We receive consecration for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That it shall be glory and life everywhere, every time in the course of these meetings. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We strengthen the brethren. We strengthen the meeting, the brethren in Gabon. And in all the places these meetings are taking place. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And for our brother who will be traveling and going for this ministry. Brother, we speak to you. We prophesy to you. You are sealed.
Amen.
God has sealed you with the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Of promise.
Amen.
And He has given this Holy Spirit of promise in your heart as an earnest, as a guarantee that what God said He will do, what He said His Spirit will do, He will do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will
Amen.
Prophesy to you to Amen. Believe, to Amen. Trust, to rely on God, depend on God, to do all that He said He would do. For Lord, our God is faithful. He is able to even do much more than you think or ask. In the name of Jesus Christ. We prophesy strength to you. We prophesy strength in the name of Jesus Christ. And we prophesy to you that as a son, the Father will show you all things in His glory.
Yes,
and you shall also do the same things
likewise. Yes,
you shall not do your thing.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You shall not prepare right notes what you are going to teach.
Hey.
But you shall speak what your Father is showing you.
Yes, sir.
For the Father loved the Son. And He showed the Son all things that He do it. So that the Son shall also do the same things likewise.
Yes,
so, brother, we prophesy to you.
Hallelujah.
We command your being that henceforth, as you move forth, you shall not do your thing.
Amen.
You shall not speak your word.
Amen.
You shall not preach your word.
Amen.
You shall give life.
Oh,
you shall speak only what you see
Amen.
Your Father
Amen.
Doing, which He is showing you
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You shall speak only the voice of the Lord,
Amen.
The word of the Lord
Amen.
That the shepherd is speaking to you.
Amen.
You shall only speak the knowing of the knowledge of God and the Spirit of God
Amen.
Is witnessing to your spirit
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. We speak to your spirit man
Amen.
That he shall rise to the surface.
Amen.
He shall no longer be submerged.
Amen.
He shall no longer be insulted.
Amen.
He shall rise up and control and lead the mind
Aye.
And the bread
yes.
in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. So that the work of the Lord shall prosper
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Hallelujah.
We command that everything, everything that is named in heaven,
Amen.
That is named on in the earth,
Amen.
That is named under the earth,
Amen.
Bow
Amen.
To the purpose,
Amen.
To the name,
Amen.
To the spirit and power
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Henceforth
Amen.
Shall nothing,
Amen.
any name that is named
Amen.
In this earth or in this world or in the world to come,
Amen.
Of anything in heaven, in the earth, under the earth, we command that you be subdued.
Yes.
That you bow to the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
That you bow to the purpose of Jesus,
Amen.
Which is life, which is giving life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We just bless you.
Amen.
We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us share the grace for you.
Lord
Jesus Christ. Lord God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, this shall follow us all the days of our lives.
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. We shall not die.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
God by 5:30 on Friday. Yes. Yes. My God, we left around 6:30 now.
Is it number of or email or
email?
number so I can send it to you.
Okay, so listen. By text message. Just. One FM at your home. Okay, write your number. What do you do? Okay, I have a glow. Actually, this phone is glow. This glow phone. This my tablet is glow. It's glow. So I will try it because I call a lot and.
Now in my head, like no.
Copy by our boss. You'll be very happy with me. It is another. You must have been a student. She's different in the court. Was early set anyway. About our own time. We're all together in school. We're all together in school. Now, this place is a hollow.
No, it is.
When I look behind me, I saw the.
No, it's quite here. Yes, it's quite here. It has quite some
capacity. Over there. Okay, well done, though. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
But you know the thing that brethren understand what this thing is about.
It's coming.
And go for it.
It's coming. It's coming gradually.
And go for it.
It's coming. You know, initially, it's like something in a haze. Uh-huh. But gradually, it's a.
It's a very practical moment of detail. It's unnecessary. But you see, if you can recall and go to God and get the core of the message in one word, two words, now you can add the detail.
As you go on, yes.
Yes, but if you don't get the core of the thing, you can always.
And that's also the thing. Google has just been distracted. And then they just go off with it. Just like I said, me, I told my wife, I said, I committed to. I'm not going around for that. Just focus.
No, get the thing, focus on it, stick to it, and stay there.
Yes. That's
what the whole thing is all about.
And
then you stay there, and then you can very clearly see what God is doing, what the whole thing is all about. And when you meet your brother in church, you just give him life.
Yes, no. You don't even need to see him. When you are, like you said, you'll be praying. You
just give him life. You're heading back today,
isn't it? Yes, I'm going to worry, and then I'll go and pack. Then Tuesday, I'll spend the
next.
What's his name again? Yes.
Brother King.
Hey, well done.
Manu.
This one is standing. Don't worry, we shall come for sitting. This one is standing. This one is standing. Yeah, go ahead. Take that. Come and carry. Put the Brother King wants to give me some. Take that.
Okay.
Hey, well done. So, Biko. Put us in prayer, and the December meeting. Brother indicated he wants to come with his wife.
Okay.
Brother Mark also asked for the senator's invitation. In fact, Brother Boss son is likely to come.
Okay.
Barack.
Okay.
And the family. So it's quite like, please, we would like, really like to pray about it and present. We really appreciate it. And also, we will also keep you involved. And anywhere, this particularly the ones that are not too far, just a weekend or something. Because we believe that everybody, you know, the life.
Yeah, I mean, the life is
the flow.
Various aspects.
That's the, yes. You know, and one thing that encourages me, I see the body rising.
And if you shut me and go and ask him, you know him tell me.
Of course, they're evil here now.
And if he clears, makes this thing clear to you, you know, you don't fool around again.
No, you don't.
You just stay and
you go for it.
No, you go for it. You don't run around anywhere.
That's what's happening.
You just stick to the thing and get it done. And a good number of people have come around and said, God, what actually are you doing? What is this now? Thank you. So how is this? How is God?
Let's pray. Maybe God will make a way. I got there again.
Okay. Please greet Ruby for me.
Yes, I will. Ah, she said all that.
No, I'm the wedding I saw her. I can't even recognize her.
She's not at all now. Come on.
So, let me know this is Rabbi. As I was coming, you know that
time? Oh. So, what did you do?
I just took another Robin's sweater.
Okay.
I bought a car. So, let me go to the town and fix it.
Okay, and then come. So, we'll meet in the house.
When I finish.
Okay, meet in the house. Okay, fine. No problem. We'll meet. They gave me this one. Put it somewhere there.
Hey.
So where are you traveling? I thought you had finished. What are you doing? Okay, to go and pack.
Not to go and pack, to go and stay. They're not free for us now. How am I coming to where it's gone? How am I coming back here to
do that? Okay, so I was going to ask you, after praying, then what would you do? After paying you, after they pay you, what would you do?
They get me a job here, I'll come back.
Who is not giving you? You stay there.
I can't.
If you go, she'll be very happy if you guys stay with her. No problem. At least Dennis is in the compound with his wife and she, so he's not lonely anymore. It's not with Dennis. The house is now warm, so people can stay. It was when there was nobody. I was worried about their cause. I would usually tell them to go and stay somewhere. But since it's there now. In fact, when I told her, she refused. Say, I'm not going anywhere. Even this weekend. Say, okay.
Is it happening?
Hey,
happiness. I'm telling you.
Why ask him, Doug, I'm in the house. If you're coming, you come. Say what? Hey, you're staying. Yes, not going anywhere. Say, okay.
Zombie is coming end of this month.
He'll
come back end of this month. Ozzy's in Covenant. Come now, we'll pray and don't worry, God will open the door for you. Have you applied in with Sister Billy or something? Okay, well, maybe temporarily, while you before you get something. Apply. Talk to Brahubat and ask them. Because I'm sure they will need people. And then Sister Billy, talk to Brother Mike about Sister Billy's, if they have.
I'm talking about that the place is far.
That's the problem, man. Right? Ordinary far. You don't have a job. You start discussing that. What will you do? So you just have to take the options that are open. The economy will open up. I think that good. So when are you finishing, Aga?
When
is it finishing? Is it next year?
Next year.
It's a dropper one. Okay, Amaka is finishing next year. Amaka is finishing next year. She will have finished in April. But she had a challenge in one of her courses, a prerequisite course. Right? She has to do an extra semester. We are believing God that she will finish by December. The other seven courses today. So that one or two of them are prerequisites. If you don't pass this one, you cannot do this one. So as some of them, they offer them one semester in a year. You know, in that kind of course. So it's not that you will carry over. So if you say this way, you get over. That's actually why she's... If not, she will finish with me. That's all right. Okay, thank you. So your management team, so what did you do about it?
I finished the exam.
So they give the certificate?
Okay,
November. My sister-in-law works in their office in the Nigerian Institute of Management. Is not there? She works in the... She works in the Inimigo office. What's the name of your friend? I'm coming, let me get the hold of the girl. Where is this guy? Come. Are we still going meeting Chima's house?
I think it's a pretty fast time.
Oh, he has left. Okay, this is done.
What
am I doing? We are going to the house now. I'm not even packed my things. I'm packed. But what he was telling me is that Uguchu is telling me that he had a flat tire, so he's going to go and fix his tire.
So
how do you want to go? Will you go to the house or you come to Chima's place now? What's your program? So let's meet them. I was even going to ask, have people been here with Rebecca to talk with the brethren? Hey, because I was feeling in the meeting that you need to introduce. But now that you came, I came to me, but I was looking at that person, so maybe you need to come back. I think you should. Don't let it be like more with this Sunday. Let it be the upper one. Make it. I in the meeting I felt that you need to come. This thing. You also have family.
No, he went. He went somewhere. You got the opportunity to people. My car is too full.
Is she married?
Bye bye, sir.
Well done. So, we'll wait for the meeting. Nah, this way, that's this one. How about manager? Oh, manager, a train manager. Okay, he's a train manager.
Okay.
I'm a train manager. Mm-hmm. Your turn here. You should see the way.
Go right here now.
Go by. There is this boy too. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is low. How much is low? Get on. Okay.
She's been asking me for this tablet. Should I open it for her to look?
It says tablet.
It's called tablet. All these square ones are called tablets. The laptop is there. Then you have tablet. The tablet are different companies. There is the Apple one. The Apple tablet is called iPad. And they have iPad 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth one is the latest one, iPad 4. Okay. This is, then iPad is runs on the Microsoft program. Their program is different. Then the other tablets are run on Android. So this one is run on Android platform. You understand? Uh-huh. No, it's just a different name. It's just like Microsoft. It's just a software program, but it's made by the company's Android. Okay, so there are different companies that have that tablet using Android, and this is one of them. There's also HTC. I'm sure you have seen HTC phone. HTC is a new phone. It also runs on Android. Okay, but it's a phone. But HTC phone, you need it because someone like you that's always busy helps you to organize. Like now, all the computers in your office, from that your phone is connected to you. You can work with all of them. Uh-huh. You can print. You can do this Bluetooth printing. That's you type a letter. You can send it to all the computers from that platform.
Uh-huh.
You hear
what I said?
Okay, that's this thing. For businesses and with the platform and all that. Me, I don't know much. I just try to learn. Then there are e-readers. The women like that one. The tablet, the only thing that it has any kind of book in this world, whether it is in 1700, it's inside there. Hello? Hello, okay. Hello?
Yeah,
go with
them now.
Ah, hi now. Well done, yeah, good to hear your voice. Yes. God bless you. I'm in Owerri. I'm traveling on Wednesday. I'm going to Prague on Wednesday. So she's going the upper way. She's coming to. When I'm going to Prague, then on Friday, we are driving to Germany with Brother Bud, George, and the Czech brethren. Then she's coming the upper way for the Czech conference, which starts, I think, 19th. The conference starts on the 19th, so she's coming on the 20th. You know. Regards to. Your voice is breaking. Your voice is breaking. Call back. Your voice is breaking. It's breaking. No, I'm not hearing you. It's breaking. Yeah. Call back. Just cut and call back.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do to run the generator in the afternoon? How many guests do you have there? How many guests do you have there? Is the question. Don't call me for that rubbish again. I don't expect it. You want me to run my generator because of 5 guests? What's wrong with you? What nonsense is that? One drink out of money in the afternoon.
No, don't you have a standard? Don't you have a standard at all the time in which you run your generator?
What is the standard? Wait a minute. Okay, I don't need to do anything. You can't just run the program. You have more up to 20
guests,
and I have
this,
but
okay,
I have
just
5
without
that.
Okay. And they know. And they're asking, maybe it's one of the guests that is putting pressure.
Yes, they're upon him. Mama, what can I go and say at night?
So the policy will be there from 6 light to come.
5 o'clock.
So that's a hotel policy, about 5. That's when it will come up.
Mm. right?
Hello? Hello? I heard very well, very well. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, but fine, no. Fine. Okay. In fact, we're so proud of him. I just spoke with Sister Wanne here because Brother Bot was feeling that when she has translated, that Sister Wanne should read and proofread and proofread it, you know, to this thing. So I've just gotten Sister Wanne's number so that as you people finish, you will send to her. And then a copy, so that it's like a team, you know. So you guys are the ones catalyzing everything now. We really appreciate it. Ah, no, it's a big blessing. You don't know what you are doing, because it's going to change the whole course. Can you imagine all the French countries that, and the capacity that is going to bring? It's unmeasurable. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And I've written, I know I write, I know what it is to sit down and then start. It is a big discipline. Not just to do a whole book like that. It's not a joke. I'm telling you. It's a big challenge that you are taking. Well, thank God. Thank God. Yes. I'm going to be in Padako in the next 2 hours. And then on Wednesday, leave for Prague. Actually, leave for London. I'm going to be in London Thursday morning, change my flight, and then go to Prague on Thursday. I'll get there in the night. And then I think the following morning, they will drive. I don't know how far it is from Prague to Germany. It's not 4 hours. I don't know, it's all those German names, I don't know. But I know it's around that Patrick area. But, you know, so I don't know. The children are going to be there. I don't think he is there. You know, I don't really understand all the details, you know. But that's how it is going to. So they are really praying that God will really visit and then make a way. So how are you people? How is London? Hi, so this is okay. You did okay. Okay. That's good. Who? Oh, he has a stable. Okay. Chai. Hey. Oh my God. Chai. Such wickedness. Oh, pray. Oh, yes, that life will go. How about Mandy is still going? Is she regular in the Hansi? And I also hear that DC2 has been regular. I just had a thought again, it crossed my mind. I was going to ask, I don't know if you have met with Kayode, over that burden I was having about the joint meetings. I don't know. Because the other day I was praying and it came back again. Mm. You raise it how? Did you visit? Did you call him or you visited or whatever it is? I don't think so. I've been praying about it. I was praying about it. I feel that Bola is cool about it. I don't know. But you see, what came to me is not merging. They're not merging fellowship. But this is a sharing. It's a sharing of strength. Just like today, the brethren here, we've just come from the Arab fellowship. It was a joint meeting. Was an indication by spirit, and there's a strength, a shared strength, you know. And you see, we are coming to a point where our individuality has to give way and let Christ. And it's sometimes you have sometimes we have, based on former past experiences, we have some biases. I mean, if you say you don't have biases, that's not being real. I have biases. Even where we went to today, but God told me, go and visit these brethren. Look, you'll be shocked what came out of that obedience. And when I was going, I need to know that the brethren will come together because they have been separated for some time. But that obedience to say, I say I will go, we go. When I called brethren, it's okay. That means they will now have a joint meeting. That was not in what it was in my heart. And this joint meeting, many walls were broken. For somebody now stood up and apologized, said, "Brethren, forgive me for what has happened before." You see what? So you may be holding someone in here. You don't know the person has repented and has moved forward, and you see, and his experience is what you may need to even release you from something you are struggling with. I'm telling you. So this is our biases that we have. So my own suggestion would be, why don't you and her go? Yeah, and so why don't you and her go to them and say, "Brother, I want to come and discuss." Okay, it comes, okay, let's look at this thing. What has come? You know, what do we do? Okay, can we fix it then? When can we? Because, you know, let's pray. I don't know, but this is how, that was my burden I had. I'm feeling that, you know, and even now that BC is beginning to warm up. You know, I'm not talking about collapsing the meetings, you know, but I mean, somehow in the spirit, I just feel that an occasional coming together will strengthen everybody. That is, you know. Okay. It's okay. Okay, go through to him. Because I called him, and he's very open to it. So, and he too doesn't want to push. You get the point. So you are not pushing, he is not pushing. So nobody's pushing. So everybody just like that. But certainly, it's not as though somebody has an expansionist tendency, is pushing. Okay, let me swallow up all that. Nothing like that. You know, but if anything, sir, we're talking with him. His position is that, like, he has seen that there's a need and he's praying. So, Lord, bring it about. So, sometimes, you know, people, there are different people in the body. There are people who see and they pray. I don't see that. Others will pray. God says, yeah, you take a step. You understand? And it's usually the more mature person that takes the step. Usually. Mm-hmm. When you pray with your wife, you see that will say, okay. I have a lot of traveling to do. A lot of traveling to do, so I really need. Oh yes, I have three weekends and three meetings the whole weekend. Yes, the week before Nebraska, I had a meeting with the brethren in Dubuque, Georgia Solution. Yes, and then the following week is Nebraska. The following week is Atlanta.
If I come back to Nigeria, so it is a tough. Yes, because she know that she got the scholarship in the U.S. to the whole of July of November. So I will meet her in Cincinnati, and then at the end of November, you know, then we will go together to this Nebraska meeting, and from there to Atlanta and all that. So we'll be traveling together. Yes. Sister, I'm going to copy her because you people need to have her number so that when anyone you finish, you will send to her and then copy us. And then when she finishes, she will send back to you. So you can see the things she has done and also, you know, look at it, because it will have to be both ways. You know, pass it up and down until to look for a copy.